Hi, my name's Clarence. You know, I'm not a very happy person. I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on when I have to go take my courses, when people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night, and they started to tell me to do things, and I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them, and I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say, and now when all the voices, I can hear them every time I want to. It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. Listen, what the hell?
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Ranch Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for three irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
Welcome,
once again.
Welcome all to the What the Hell Show.
Number 92, week number
92. Woohoo!
Approaching number 100.
Could we make the show a little quieter than normal?
Everyone is hungover because it was Kurt Burt's stag.
What? So I can't hear a thing. What's
gonna
that?
Fucking kill somebody.
The Kurt Burt stag has occurred, and this is because Kurt Burt is joining the ranks of the married men, the men of the link, the chain.
Men of the ring, the circle,
the chain. Yes, he's going to become a ring race very soon.
come back to honeymoon. We will take you.
No.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Actually, how many people here? Am I the only person who is actually married? No, you're married, technically.
As good as.
You haven't actually gone through the religious rite, though, yet, have you? You haven't actually had the dude and throwing shit, you smooch and all that. So,
we have to have a date for it, though.
Yeah, but you guys have both known your potential. You've known your mate longer than I've known mine. I've only known my wife for like 2 years.
How long have you been with the King of Monster Island?
Seven years.
How long?
Seven years. So it's like by default you have to get married now, right?
Do I count for having been with my boyfriend for like almost 4 years now?
You're not married. You haven't done the right.
Neither has.
I've already disqualified him.
Okay, I see what you mean then. Okay.
Not that it means shit.
Besides, girl on the left, we don't want to.
It's the 5 year mark. If you can pass the 5 year mark, you might as well be married.
Yeah, pretty good there.
It should be stated. Actually, my parents never were married. I'm the bastard son of a thousand maniacs. Well, two maniacs.
The prophecy has come true. It was foretold.
Was your mother a bastard son?
Was your mother this chick riding a hydra, seven heads, sitting seven hills? No, just checking.
You know, what the hell?
Sean, you're a bastard too?
I'm a bastard. Are you?
I'm a bastard.
We're all bastards.
You're a bastard too.
I'm a bastard. He's a bastard. So, as we degrade, we were caught by surprise before we started the show tonight.
Two people canceled.
Well, we were caught. Two people canceled. And we were talking about. I was discussing with Ronan Sariot about the Chenworth fast attack vehicle.
The what?
The Chenworth fast attack.
Chenworth. Okay.
The Chenworth fast attack vehicle, which is that really cool looking dune buggy with the M60 on it and shit.
Okay.
Apparently, 50 cal and the 40. You know, grenade launcher.
Ronan Sariot, if no one's ever told you, you have a lovely singing voice.
He does though. It's kind of like Leonard Cohen.
I'm gonna make your life a living hell tonight.
Okay.
What are you moving?
Sample
in?
That and put it in a song.
Okay. Yes, we need the Ronan Sariot dance remix. Anyone out there who wants to do like? We need to have a what the hell theme techno song going on. So if somebody wants to take all the little shards and jives and all that shit and make like a techno song.
Lots of archives.
Tenshi.
Go nuts.
Pretty fucking amazing, actually, at making music. That guy would be amazing. I'd love to see him do some stuff. Be like very, very nifty. But first, shall I go through the MIRC?
No. We go through the room first.
Okay.
Oh, don't want that happening.
Don't knock anything over. Oh, my God.
Don't sit on the court, Jim.
My God, look how hairy the back of his neck is.
Mm-hmm, needs to be shaved.
You're one to talk.
Shut up or I'll shed on you.
Let's zoom in there, huh?
The great Wooly Dack. Okay, so I guess we'll start with, what the fuck is your name?
Pac-Man is in the house.
Pac-Man. What an amazingly simple yet succinct name, and I can't believe we've never run into a Pac-Man, actually. I find that rather staggering. Then we have...
The only one.
And then we have...
The
Kurt
only
Bert.
Pac-Man.
The soon-to-be-joined Kurt Burt.
Yes.
Joined.
7 years, I think that kind of explains everything.
Seven years.
Already broke the mirror, and he's paid off his first one.
I was going to think it's soon-to-be-damned.
Soon-to-be-damned. And then we have, of course, Ronan Sariot.
The first Ronan in the house.
Got it right this week.
Yes, and we have Red Five.
No quote.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, Red Five feeling sick, and he's
got thousands of fans have been waiting for.
And then we have Ronan Medic.
Ronan Medic saying hello once again.
And then we have 200% sexy Nomad Projectile Vomimad, because yes, he has bowed his knee and decided to join the organization. That is the fastest growing counterculture movement in the world.
Put a rope around his neck and a sword to his chest, yes, and ask him the 10 questions.
More appropriately, I got off my fat ass and answered the questionnaire and shit.
Speaking of fat ass, over to Uncle Dak.
Nice segue.
You set me up for it. I heard a lot. It should be hungover.
Hungover, Uncle Dak.
Hungover, Uncle Dak.
And then we have
Uncle Hack.
Breathing
Uncle
prayer.
Oop. Uncle Hack. Then we have Oof.
We need a good shot. Somebody's head's in the way.
There we go. Good shot. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Yeah. And then we have always present girl on the left, who will do her best not to make any type of a phallic symbol tonight.
Close your eyes and put the microphone near your mouth.
I'll just whack you with something later.
Whack.
All right. That sucked. I'm sorry.
That did suck, actually.
We could probably
suck that out together with, hi, I'm 14, I'm horny, and I'm going to whack you with something later.
Yeah, we can. I'm sure somebody.
We'll just stitch this together.
Somebody's out there working on it.
And they had Rose Truly. Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. How's it going?
You made a normal face this time.
And I made a normal face.
But every week, it's like, oh, my God, I can't pick any of these. Sean's going to kill me.
Mr. Rogers, Sean Kay. Hi there. I'm on my way.
Today we will visit Mr. Mailman and see how he goes postal.
And here's our ever famous, ever sexy, ever obedient master and servant, Sim.
I'm going to be master and servant.
It's a Depeche Mode thing, okay?
There you go. That's the shot you're going to get for the webpage.
Okay.
So what you're saying, Sim, is that was the money shot?
Oh yeah. All over the wall. There you go. Dr. Pepper.
The show is fastly degrading. We need to keep this moving along. I guess we'll do the rest tonight.
Sean's going to do the IRC again.
Am I going to do the IRC again?
Yep.
Because you're a lazy.
Otherwise, it's going to turn into something else.
Bitch.
Because I'm not saying it anymore, I don't think.
Really?
How is Red 5 in the IRC? And he's here at the same time. That's amazing.
That's not the real Red Five. Kill him.
great deduction.
Destroy him. Okay, we've got Silent Zero, Prophet Zero Star. We have Cenobite, Babs, Snort, and Sorgasm, Decker, Format RR, Integrity, Lieutenant Zombie, Pseudo. We have Drexel. We also have
Drexel.
Hunter Orion, not Hunter Onion, Hunter Orion, Decker, Urbanite Type X, FT Melancholic, Paradox Red 5, who isn't really there. We have Gargoyle Breaker 1, Josh K, Mr. Echo, Side Slide, Gargoyle Junior Bomber, Gargoyle Raskolnikov, and we have Hoongun Mandrake, Male AFK, Nomad Buck X, Half Elf Infaloop, JJ Nova AFK, Kexler, Punk of Evil, Romulus, Schnitz, Terrell, Orphan Away, Prophet Nixter, Battlewax, Fork, Holy Dio, sorry. Music God 1. Who, I got your email, and I'm going to send it back to you. Just give me a sec, okay? It was a huge fucking email. No Deal, Plastic, Smokehouse. Hi, Smokehouse. Soul Trance, Star Baby. Star Baby's in the house. And then we have...
We know why she's there.
She's there because she loves Ronan.
Sorry.
And then we have Tenchi UK, the music master. We have Prophet UXB, Seng Gloom Bunny, who's apparently going to call in when she's fucking tonight. Apparently she was going to fuck some guy.
Oh, yeah?
And phone in, yes.
Is she going to be drunk, too?
No, she's going to be having sex, though.
Okay.
Apparently, that's what she told me.
Anything for ratings.
Can we vote on that?
Is that legal?
Vote on whether she phones in or not?
Oh, I think it's great. I'd like her to actually be beating someone with her tits and then make them say things.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great. Ronan Microphone.
Say my name. Say my name, bitch.
Ronan Templar Knight. Ronan Zipper Boy. Vampire Malka. Mary. Vampire Zandad. Balkans John is in the house.
Hey, Balkans John. Thanks for waking up.
Captain Pike and his little blinking light is in the house tonight. Gargoyle Simplex, Union Razor, Imagine Loser, Miyoko, Mijikoto, fucking...
Meiji Joko,
my Joko Vanish.
Gojira.
Gojira is in the house. We got Moldy Jello, PV, and PV underscore. We have Red 4.
What? I don't think there is one.
Is that like 85? Red 4, P-H-O-R, which I think is what it is. That's awesome.
Red 4. I've got Red 5, I'm Red 4.
There are serious problems with this, and we'll have to address them later.
No,
the reason why I'm online there is because I'm logging, because I felt there was some in person.
No, I think that's awesome. I think that's so mighty. The guy signed on as Red 4.
I can't be Red 5, but I'll be close.
Red 3.
Red 3. Red 2. RR Stats, SG2, Valorum, Y2 Karma, and Ace.
A-S-E.
I guess that's A-S-E or Ace or A-S-E or...
He's never explained it.
Or Mace or some shit like that. So, Red 4 says sorry. Don't be sorry, Red 4. That's cool. All right. No, Red 5 is joking when he says when he said that. It's just funny.
I have a proposal for how to deal with this IRC stuff. Get here on in. You know that voice synthesizer program you have?
Oh, Willow Talk.
Yeah.
Feed everybody's name who regularly shows up in the chat. then do a like a WAV file or an MP3 of that.
Well, that's very easy.
Speed it up as quickly as possible.
That works.
Excuse me.
We could do that.
I think
maybe
we're all missing the point here. There used to be a time when there was more people in the studio than there were listening. I go over that and I think it's fucking great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really cool.
Takes a hell of a long time.
Come on, man.
It's going to get to the point where it's half the show.
This is the reason why we're doing this bullshit. I mean, we may as well give them a little bit.
It's all for you guys.
It is. Fuck. Why else am I doing this? Sunday's gone. Fuck. Where's your Sunday? It's gone. I have a 6-day week.
Seven? No,
six. I gave up 1/7 of my life for these fucking people. I'll say their goddamn name. Thank you very much. Fuck. Besides, we've got 3 hours we got to fill. You got anything else? What's in the news?
No, that's it.
Well, that's all we had
actually this week was the name thing. I think it's time to open the phone line.
So we can call in and
we'll let the people who listen do the show this week.
Welcome to the glass pipe version of radio this weekend. It's like Cypress Hill on Rant Radio. It's just totally bad. So you want to be a crack superstar? Live large? Anyway, so what do we got going on in the news? What happened this week? God knows I don't know because I haven't fucking done any posting every week because I'm working on...
Terrell made a comment. Sim, you got to tell Sariat that he has a following in Cult. It's crazy. People want him on every week. There you go.
I do my best when I'm on out conducting operations to be here faithfully. You realize it takes a lot to come down here, devote 1/7 of my week, where I could be stomping on people.
That's
here,
right.
It's for you.
It's a big sacrifice.
It is, though. And the counterculture movement needs Ronan Sariat. And for every moment he's not...
I just figured out what's wrong with his voice. Just to give people an idea of the sacrifice, how many time zones did you have to cross to get here today, Sariat?
4!
Oh, my God.
Isn't that amazing?
I just figured out what's wrong with Ronan Sariat's mouth. With his voice.
Oh, what's that?
He's been breathing through a mask for so long, the lint has built up on his vocal cords.
Thick carpet in his throat.
There is nothing wrong with Ronan Sariat's voice.
You know what we need to do?
Smooth.
We need to on our soundbite.
The women on.
When we get our soundbite, we have to get the soundbite from all the soundbites from Rainbow Six and from Rogue Spear. So we have like Tango Down. Threat has been neutralized. All that good.
Actually,
shit,
my personal favorite is
Mission
from Postal.
Is successful.
I want all the little soundbites from Postal.
My legs. I can't breathe.
How about Kingpin? If we want to get to some nasty sound bites, I think Kingpin takes that.
I'll fucking kill that guy. I'll cut his head off.
Yeah, that's great.
Wow. Yeah, sounds like most of the comments from my neighborhood when I was growing up.
And video games don't promote violence.
They don't.
At all.
They don't. They don't. How about that?
It's a release.
It's like when Ronan Sariat and I were younger, I left a message on his answering machine.
This was fantastic.
This was great. This is when Ronan Sariat still lived at home with his mom.
Yes, that's so, right. Ronan Sariot did have a mother.
Yes, well, he was adopted, actually. Technically fat, grown, and then raised by... But anyway.
If you want to go into it, I brought her in once a week to clean a bunker.
It works surprisingly.
I never lived with my mom.
Anyway. He never lived with his mom. He was imprisoned there.
Yeah, against his will.
Against his will.
But and seven cats and so many goddamn Disney movies, you wouldn't believe it. And you don't want to know why I wear a mask.
And they think that rodeo games promote violence. Fuck that. Trap your ass
in the new world. Oh, dear God.
Make it stop. Make the pain end.
Wow.
If I see... You don't want to see Ronan Sariot get exposed to a stuffed animal. It's a bad thing. There's those little styrofoam balls fucking everywhere.
It explodes.
Gotta get a gun. Gotta get a gun. Oh, fuck. Give me my gun.
So that's pretty much what happened there. In any case, iPhone left a message, and I was bored. So, you know, you were young. You had lots of time. You could fuck
tons
around.
Of time.
Tons of time. So I go get my NWA. Soundtrack, right? And I'm ready to just play it, right? And, of course, being as Ronan Sariot knows, you know, like, the album and stuff, he knows who would listen to the album, he knows the message, so it's just as good as leaving me saying call me or whatever, so I just put this thing on.
Only Sean would leave
that. And here that this... was my own phone line.
It was his own phone line. It wasn't okay. Like I was phoning up somebody's house, you know, over an intercom. You know, no, it's not like that.
Attention.
No, it's not like that. What happened was, so... But the Ronan Sariot mom unit is outside, and she's like, you know, folding laundry, doing mom shit. And so Ronan Sariot...
Filling sandbags.
Ronan Sariot comes in and hits, tactically, strikes the button on his answering machine. And here's, hey, man, it's Dave, give me a call. Beep. Hi, Ronan Sariot, this is Sheila, call me. Beep.
Yo, nigga, when we see your ass, we're going to cut your head off and fuck you with a broomstick. Right? Which is what the message was.
Verbatim.
Yeah, that's
and, of course, the mom unit is somewhat distressed by the sound of a 900-pound black man saying he's going to cut off the son's head and fuck him with a broomstick.
Because at that time when Ronan Sariot wasn't conducting operations overseas, he was getting hassled by a bunch of punks in the neighborhood.
Yeah, which was bad. So it was rather funny. And
bad timing.
We had to explain that to some people.
Very slowly.
It was a funny thing though to leave on an answering machine. What album is that on? In case people want to leave that on other people's answering machines.
It's Niggas for Life.
It's Niggas for Life, yeah, by NWA. Because they have it is Niggas for Life.
Niggas for Life. Yeah, that's the one.
Good album.
Back when rap
used to be angry.
I think it's come around again.
Yeah,
so.
back in the days of Paris. Do you still have your Paris CDs? I totally have to burn those Paris. Pac-Man's got almost all the Paris CDs.
Oh really?
All of them. Yes.
Ooh, on
all
CD. Excellent.
Oh, porn. I totally have to talk about them.
I mean, before they started rapping about big color televisions.
We don't want to hear about
this
that.
This is the original Bush killer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Paris is the angriest black man award. I think he got the angriest black man award for like 5 years running. He just... he doesn't actually open his mouth. He just moves his lips and speaks through his teeth.
Made a whole album about nuts and death explains it all.
Yeah. Oh, he's awesome. He's just the best.
So, in other words, don't put him in the same room as Onyx. It's just too much hate in the room.
Onyx is great. What the best thing about Onyx is like, it's a different kind of anger. You know, like, Paris would walk down a hallway, and he would just radiate it. It would be like power projection.
Speak
like,
quietly and
wow, that's
be
a,
power.
That's a really angry guy. When Onyx walks down the hall, they, like, fight with each other to get down the hall. They're, like, seething, like, Geiger aliens crawling down a hallway. And you're like, wow, there's a team of black guys coming down the hallway with machetes and shit. And they're going to, like...
And they're cutting themselves
cut,
as they
cut,
come.
Cut my legs off because, well, I'm white. Sucks to be me. You know, that's pretty much where it's at. They did a great video with Biohazard, actually, the Judgment Night video, which kicks ass. And Biohazard is not a small band. Wow, are they ever not small. Hi, we're Biohazard. We are physically, like, you're probably cumulative, probably we're more than a ton.
Was there a Paris album after Gorilla Funk? If anybody else out there knows that.
Actually, you know, the question I want to know is, what do they call those Spock Kirk fuck zines, you know? There's a name for it. With it.
Slash.
Slash!
Slash.
Oh, I was calling it scat and zines, and what the fuck is that called?
Scat's a good answer.
I'm with the Ronan here.
There's probably some of that in there. Right?
Yeah, probably. So, and then Captain Hirt, oh, Spock, dump. No.
Essen mein Scheiße.
Essen mein Scheiße, Kirk. Yeah, so,
Fascinating.
Now, the
costume.
Reason why the lady was blue. Anyway, it's a runny one. So, what were you have another sip of Dr. Pepper.
Wow. It wasn't any. It wasn't actually an alien race called the Klingons.
It's just like the show has degraded from bad shooting to scat.
It always comes down to that.
Star Trek.
Oh, my God. It's South Park live.
It is. I blame Girl on the Left.
Me too.
And whenever she shows up,
Girl on the Left,
it goes.
We throttle you with that mic cable. Show.
Yeah. It all goes to crap as soon as she shows up. Don't you notice that?
I don't know. I agree with Pac-Man.
Sean, I'm looking at your wrist over there, and you've got like this red mark there. What, did you try to commit suicide or something?
No. I attacked.
Sean attacked me.
I attacked him with the rant radio stamp because I was bored. And a bored Sean is a dangerous Sean.
Yes, I've seen this before.
So
idle Sean's are the work of the devil.
That's true. And what I did is I stamped him with the stamp.
I am marked.
And then I stamped myself with the stamp to be equal. You know, because
make him feel okay.
Yeah, Jim, make
did,
him
didn't
feel
they say
okay
something about in the Book of Revelations there will be marks?
Oh, yeah, and this is the mark.
Yeah.
Yes, the Rant Radio mark, yes. It's like the cult virus. More and more things have been happening now with the actual cult virus. There's the idea, the concept of it where, like, the guys are doing my embroidery, they put in the cult logo, and then they go to do another logo, and they have to reboot the machine cold. Otherwise, the machine will embroider nothing but the cult logo.
It's not accepting anything
it's
else.
Like the machine's like, oh, my God, it's got a will of its own. No. Do not program anymore. Okay, that's great. It's stitching instructions into the fucking Mac jacket. Says it's angry.
Wants to be released.
Says it wants to be perfect. There's some error here. Nomad, Clan Nomad. I don't know what he's talking about. Somebody unplug this fucking thing, you know? The embroidery machine became self-aware at 9:55 Pacific Standard Time. You know, it's like really bad. Wouldn't it be weird if an embroidery machine was the first artificial intelligence?
Well, it can speak, right? Starts embroidering things.
Wouldn't it just start embroidering stuff? Or we go bring our, you know, that'd be weird. It's like a whale
feeding
wall.
Sheets into it.
Give me more fabric!
Hello? Hello? Is anybody out there?
It's like, come on, we got Stephen Hawking. Why couldn't a machine talk like that? I mean, give me a break. It'd be great. I don't understand. Like, you see, like, Mecca? Huge rock. Everyone's bowing towards a rock.
Yeah.
And, like, millions of people do this 5 times a day.
Yeah, but that rock fell from space.
Okay. Forgot. God rock.
Actually,
super God rock.
The object that you
Uber
see.
Uber mega super God rock.
The object you see at Mecca
super fun rock.
Is a large building that is actually holding. I'm trying to remember. What is the name for that thing? I apologize.
A rock?
I apologize to any Islamic, any Muslims who are actually
living in
half
the world.
I don't get that. I understand the whole tolerance thing. I understand the whole worship Allah thing. I get that. That's cool. That's all cool. What the fuck are you bowing down to a rock? It's a rock, guys. Rock. Rock science has passed. We've moved forwards. We know it's a rock.
It's just a rock.
It's a rock. No, you cannot
analyze
it.
Is there something inside the rock? A chewy nougat center?
It's a rock.
Waiting for it to crack open?
If the rock cracked open and, like, a large god crawled out and went, ah!
We go,
like,
oh, sorry. I didn't know.
If a giant walking alien squid walked out of the rock, I'd be in the front lines on my knees going, it's God! Right on. I don't want to be.
I understand it beats scissors, but does paper beat it?
Yes, we have
this
the
thing will grow out of
the century.
The icon of Cthulhu in the house. Tonight we have Cthulhu at Rant Radio.
Cthulhu.
In any case, that's an awesome fucking.
Don't say the words on there.
Yeah,
you will go crazy.
It would be Arabic. And
oh, okay.
I can't. It probably translates something like Alaba. That's another reason why they probably all.
Haha, you fool for translating this.
I'm not hacking on the Islamic people.
What a waste
people.
Of time.
I'm not. This isn't like a religious thing. I'm not like.
I said your damn words, okay?
I said your damn words. All right, it's all cool. No, but seriously, I don't get that. Like, why do they do that? It's a rock. It's a rock. Like, they get caught up with the dogma. That's the idea.
Yeah.
I think it'd be true.
Why? For the same reason
that
a bunch of other morons I could mention basically go, oh, there are two sticks. It represents where our God died. Wait a second. God died? Why are we talking
about into the fire?
If he's so great.
I don't get it. No, I just don't. It's
can
like,
he make a rock so big he can't lift it? No. So,
don't get down that world. I grew up Catholic. You don't want to know about these conversations, okay?
Yeah, could God make a rock so big?
The Catholics once had an argument for 500 years over how many angels could dance on the head of a pin.
Who cares?
What?
That's my answer.
Really?
Yes.
500-year argument.
Yes.
Wow, I don't even think Drexel would go that long.
Oh.
I love you, Drex.
We all love you.
You know what he's saying right now? Motherfucker, I'd go 500 years. That's exactly what he's saying.
501.
Right now. I'd die, go to hell, come back, and still be arguing. Fuck you. That's exactly what he's
arguing
saying.
In hell.
Because I'm right.
Because I'm right.
By volume.
By volume.
How do we do it?
Volume.
My mic's not loud enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me, God. My pen's not big enough. What's going on here? So,
any announcements? Anything? Anybody want to say?
We're still talking about the Islamic God.
You wanted to go off on something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. We're going to move from Islamic Mecca to small cars. Segway. That's a segue. Segway.
Yep. I have started a job where I'm driving a 5-ton truck.
5-ton.
Loaded with bread.
Okay. How many tons? Is this
five tons of bread?
Is this a slang term? Bread? It's loaded with bread.
Bread, man.
I got the bread, so he's the man with the bread.
Yeah.
I got to deliver it to the client.
So he's working for, like, the family?
The bread family.
Delivering bread. Okay.
About the PNE meeting Sabbath thing, too.
Yeah. Chill out.
Chill out. This is my bitch.
Chill. Don't kill. Okay, sorry.
Okay. 5-ton bread truck loaded to the tits with bread.
There's tits on the truck? Sorry. Carry on. Sorry.
Driving down the fucking freeway.
All right.
There's a rig in front of me. There's enough space in between me and the rig for safety. My safety. So when the guy in the rig puts on his brakes,
you don't fucking
pile into him.
Right.
You know, which fucks the whole highway.
Which is, and not to mention the bread, which the family would be very upset
about, yes.
Yeah.
This fucking woman in a fucking foreign car imported from the same fucking place we imported her ancestors from.
Okay. I don't know. No, it's not.
Whatever. Fucking, not only is she doing her makeup, she's not fucking paying any attention at all to where she's driving. She comes whipping off an on-ramp between us, between a fucking rig in front of me and me. I slam on my brakes lightly because I don't want to drop all the bread into the back of my head. Fucking, so that's all cool, you know. And
10,000 loaves of bread covering the highway to humanity.
From the IRC. Oh my God!
Oh,
fucking bagel!
Smashing open!
At least there's something there to mop up the blood.
Now, I believe the correct term is sop up the blood.
Abortion kills children. Okay, so.
Anyways.
Anyone for a bagel.
Yep.
Alright. So you say
now I'm like hyped on adrenaline because I just about fucking plowed into this chick when she did it.
You almost lost your autocross one.
Hey, that would be my fault.
Right.
Because I would have backed into her. Well, yeah, I can't fucking count it. Anyways, the guy in the rig, on the highway, of course, you get end up getting stopped in fucking traffic.
Yeah. Right.
The guy in the rig puts on his brake lights. His brake lights are on, no shit, 10 to 15 seconds before he really starts slowing down.
Yeah, because he's shuddering.
I'm looking and she's getting closer and closer to the rig, closer. She's still doing her makeup, looking up in her fucking mirror, her vanity mirror. Fucking, then the rig puts on his brakes for real. I mean, like he starts.
I'm gonna start stopping now.
Now, yeah.
I'm stopping. Yeah.
There it goes. Yeah. I mean, you don't do that with a rig. You know, it takes a while. She doesn't even notice. You know, she came so fucking close to going under his back wheels. I'm like backing off even more now, you know.
Also, you're smiling like a Pac-Man. Give me a ring. You're like, woohoo! I'm going to watch this bitch take her head off.
I can see her in the car. All of a sudden, she looks down. She freaks out. I mean, fucking, whatever was in her hand.
Oh, yeah,
whatever was in her hand just went flying out, flying in the car. She slams on the brakes. I slam on my brakes. I now get bread in the back of my head, which I didn't want.
Stop bolting around.
Fucking bagels. Fucking flatbreads and bagels are heavy.
No. Before you make a joke about the flatbreads from this guy's place, I've seen this thing. They don't have a focaccia piece of bread. They have a focaccia
it's
plank.
It's a slab. It's called a slab.
Wow.
A slab of focaccia?
Focaccio bread.
Focaccio oh, my God.
But anyways. That's
deadly slabs.
Imagine all the vinaigrette.
Where's the focaccia slab? You want me the focaccia slab and you bring me this?
So
you insect
it's a cunt. You insect a cunt.
She slams shit. On her brakes. I nearly plow into her, even though I have
even though you're full bread. Can't see for buns. God,
so she slams on the brakes. She nearly fucking stops dead. I'm in a 5-ton. I don't stop on a dime. Okay, your little fucking car, I would have rolled over if I hadn't been paying attention.
Right.
Fucking, she pulls into the other lane. She goes whipping up beside the rig. And all I see is this little fucking woman staring through her sunroof on her imported fucking car, bitching at the rig driver.
And the rig driver like, shot her.
Boom! No, I can see the rig.
Fuckers, okay.
What's really cool is I can see the rig driver in his mirror now.
And he changed
his lane. He's in there, he's doing this. He's in there, he's looking. He looks down, he sees this woman. He looks back down. He just shakes his head and just keeps staring at
her. What else are you going to do? He's like, well, I could kill her.
I mean,
but why?
But she's not the...
Swerve left.
Oh, man, it pisses me off because these people... They're just so inconsiderate when they get in these little fucking cars. I'm backing up, parallel parking in Vancouver, in a 5-ton bread truck.
There's enough room on the side of
the fucking car, or side of the fucking road for my bread truck, so I can deliver my bread to the little fucking Chinese market that has to have it between from 9 to 9:15. No later than 9:15. Got to be there.
Critical timing for the bread, 9:15.
HR is 9:15.
Me and everybody else who delivers to the fucking store. So anyways,
everything's got to be there.
I'm in reverse, my fucking lights are on, I have my turn signal on, I'm backing up to parallel park, and some little fucking bitch pulls into the spot. I missed her car. I put a scrape in her car. I'm sure I did. Fucking she gets out, she just stares at me, she's like, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, woman?
You should have hit her with a slab of focaccia, man. I would send it mightily upon her.
Bitch!
You should have one of those things, like those bread-making things like they had in Star Wars, that they froze Han Solo in a big lump of bread.
Carbonite!
You'd be like, oh, no, he's worth a lot to me. You know, it'd be great. You know, like this big fucking slab of focaccia with this woman all fucking angered in it, and you hang her on a wall later, you know. Fuck you! I wouldn't...
Carbonation.
I can't see. That's just the herbs. It'll wear off. You know,
it's pretty sad when you get in a fucking vibe trying and you don't watch anybody else on the road. You watch the little fucking Nissans or the Acuras because they're the ones who can get you in trouble.
Wait, you can't stop here. This is bad country. Okay, moving right along past the bread band story.
The meeting.
The meeting. Oh,
How'd that go, Sean?
How did your meeting go?
Yes, we had the first Vancouver Sabbath meeting, which I wasn't going to go to because I was up late playing Rogue Spear with Dark One, which is, you know, what I do now. That's my marital counseling.
You know that monkey.
It's like, you know, we have nothing
fucking
in common.
Whoa.
Oh, we have nothing in common. My wife likes to take headshots. So I'll just get on his game.
I'll see your Rogue Spear and raise you a Diablo 2.
I'll network game. Network gaming far outweighs Diablo 2. Network gaming is the crack of a generation.
I give. I only have a paramount modem.
It's a bad one. Anyway, the thing is, though, so we went down there, and we were supposed to meet at the...
Big statue.
Big running statue at Renfrew and Hastings. The running guy.
Peony.
Hastings.
Or are you...
Peony.
Renfrew. Yeah. What is that?
The big running guy! Anyway, so they're down there. They're shooting...
Is it Renfrew?
Who cares?
Okay, no one given...
It's over.
Who wants... Can fuck? No? Okay, so what it is we went down there, and it was for noon, and I met Soul Trance, I believe, was there.
Oh, yeah?
And I go walking up, and he's sitting there, and he's got, like... He looks discernibly normal. And he's standing there, and I come walking across.
Discernibly normal. Oh, my goodness.
And I come walking across the street, member. And he's like, hey, how's it going? And it's kind of weird. You know, you never met. You know, it's like, how many freaks are going to show up here? I don't know these people.
It's like two movie stars meeting. They've seen each other on the big screen, but they've never met in life.
How's it going?
I really admire your work.
Yeah. So I sit there, and we start jibber-jabbing and whatnot. And we're totally, like, just gabbing on and on and on. And then Vampire Asmodee showed up, which is cool, because I got to meet Vampire Asmodee.
Yeah.
Nice kid. So we start wandering around. Then they don't show up. It's 12:15. They don't show up. It's 12:30. Nobody else shows up. I'm like, what the fuck? Motherfucker, I woke up at 20 to 10, and I'm like, I got to go downtown. I don't want to go downtown. I'm sick, too. I've had a head cold for last week. And I'm like, I don't want to go downtown. I'm like, well, you know. And then Dark One's all, well, they're waiting for you. Come on, little cult leader. Let's go.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine. I don't want to go to the Sabbath meeting. They're going to be waiting for you. They'll be really disappointed. Which is very funny about the Dark One. It's kind of like being, imagine me living with, like, the uber Snow White Betty Crocker. That's what the
Mark Simpson?
Yeah. But like in a cool way. But not like in a bad way, like in a cool way.
Not like the big blue hair way.
And she actually has the little
she does that shit. It's pretty funny. And it's like, come on, you know, and she's great. I love her. Anyway, so I go down there, I'm like, whatever, me and Dark One, and a fellow by the name of Scott Harker. Which isn't his real name, but that's going to be Scott Harker, supernatural photographer, yes.
Okay.
So, photographer, yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. Very, very cool guy. Yeah. Anyway, regardless, we go down there. About 45 minutes later, we hook up with everybody else, and then there's Nomad Terrell and Creep, who is Nomad Terrell's significant other. And he's gothed right out. Like, this guy is like, holy Vampire Clan Batman. Like, he looked like the guy from Dracula, like, just his facial appearance, like the cool, I'm walking around in daytime Dracula talking to Winona Ryder outside the street with a cool suit on and shit. That's what this guy looked like. Okay, but he's wearing, like, the black outfit. He's got these slick-ass boots that were just, like, they were lineman boots, apparently, but they were, like, really fucking cool boots. And we were talking, and I'm like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And so I start talking, and there's, like, maybe 10, 11 people in a circle. And there's all these old people walking down to, like, the Mikijabu Gardens or whatever the fuck it's called, where there's, like, these Oriental Gardens. There's all these senior citizens walking back and forth. And then there's, like, a circle of these 10 people with me.
Miyamiji,
that's it.
That's all translated.
And there's a circle of 10 people, and I start talking, and I'm talking to them, and we move off to the side. And then people start looking at us, you know, because I'm like this guy, and I'm off on a tangent. There he goes. Oh, there he goes. He's off and running now. And I'm talking about different, you know, ideas and concepts and the direction. How we have to watch our tactics. And people are, like, getting little snippets of tactics, sniping, counterculture movement. If I get arrested, you know, this is what people are getting as they're walking by, and they're like oh,
turning
their heads. Oh my god! So it was very, very cool. And there's one of the things that we're going to talk about. We're going to have meat IPs. Meat IPs.
Oh,
MEAT IPs. I was thinking about calling them flesh IPs. But I think meat IPs are a better term. What is a meat IP?
Yeah, what the hell?
We have
meat IP.
What's that?
What is a meat IP?
A meat IP, and this is like...
Oh, okay.
A meat IP is just like you have meat bots, which are like flesh bots or people, right? This is the other term. Yeah. People are flesh bots. Okay. But a meat IP
is... IP's a location.
It's a location. It's a GPS coordinate. So what it is if you ever get a meat IP, that's how I want to start booking things, is by meat IPs. So all you have to do is get your little GPS module, and you just show up at this meat IP at this certain time, and that's it. Not only that, it's very, very cool because there's none of this, it's not the corner, you know, was it here or was it over there? Is it on the south side of the building? No, it's at this IP address right here, this meet IP. That's where we're meeting at this time, synchronized with time.thecult.org, okay? That's where it's synchronized with, that's where we go. Not only that, but we're also in the Virus Manifesto, I'm going to be talking about caching, which is something I found out about GPS caching, where I'm going to start doing it, and when people become guardians, if they so choose, we're going to be talking a lot about guardians too, and this will solve a lot of problems that people are having.
People can
with the maturity
choose to
level.
Be guardians?
What's that?
People can choose to be guardian. I'm a guardian.
No, what happens with the guardian thing is that you can ask, right, but you're invited, essentially, to be a guardian. It's when people
this is like a separate order within?
Not exactly, no. It's people who are, people who join and want to be involved with the counterculture movement, they're a member of cult, right? They just want to be involved, they run around, blah, 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 blah. But when people want to get serious about it and they want to really help out and they got to get past a lot of the bullshit and the squabbling and stuff like that, and they really want to take it as a standard in their life, that's something they want to be part of, and these people... Like APOC.
Does Sim use a veg IP?
What's a veg IP? Yes. He uses a vegan IP. But this is what the Guardians are going to be. These are people who, if in a real time of crisis, the Guardians are the guys who cult's really going to rely on, and they come forward. Because it's unfair. It's unfair for me to say, hey, I need you to go do this. Man, I didn't sign on for doing that. You know what I mean? I didn't sign on for doing that. But if I've got guys who come forward and say, yeah, Sean, I'm willing to go.
I just
like
want to reap the benefits of cult, not actually...
Well, no, I'm not calling them down. So people are not ready for that kind of shit, right?
Yep.
But if people are really wanting to move forward and they say, yeah, man, you can count on me, and they say so beforehand, and they're willing to, you know... Do that, walk that path, and that's great. That's what the Guardian thing's all about. So it's explained very succinctly and very specifically in the Virus Manifesto. But one of the things we're going to do is what I want to see happen is I want to get people to get, like, ammo cans together where they stash, like, some cash, a couple CDs, stuff like that. Stuff that if you were on the run and you needed it, it would be there. And that way they send an
emergency pack.
Exactly.
The ammo can of survivability.
The ammo can of survivability, which is then buried at a certain meat IP.
That's a plus two enchanted weapon, isn't it?
It is, though, in fact. Ammo can of much caching. So what they do is then they send me the meat IP of this device. I'm the only one who has it. I keep it encrypted. So if somebody's in trouble or has a problem or whatever, they contact me. I know what meat IP they're at because I have it rendered on my computer. And I say, right, you need to get to this meat IP. At that meet IP, they can then be coordinated to their closest location where they have a cache waiting for them. It's a really good idea. So if people were going from state to state or whatever, this is just something we're working with. This is GPS caching. I have a feeling you're totally thinking this is just about as crazy as my webcam idea, but that's okay. Girl on the left is like, danger. Danger. I'm not a big fan of guns, but I have one, and I'm not afraid to use it.
When do we get the giant robots and two-headed cats?
That's coming.
That's what I'm waiting for.
That's coming. The giant robots and two-headed cats.
You promised.
We need some more T-shirt sales. We need
a couple more.
We need a couple more.
Three away.
I need one of those counters on the site where, like, you know, all proceeds towards, you know, like...
5,000 T-shirts.
Here's our marker for giant robots.
Do we make special T-shirts for two-headed cats? Do we have that capability?
The two-headed cat T-shirt.
Have two holes for the neck.
Back in the early 80s, there was a home genetics manipulation kit that was available. I kid you not. You could fuck around with the genes of, like, goldfish and stuff. And they had everything you needed to do it. And they sold it for all of about, I think they sold, like, 200 units. And then, like... Some government commission board somewhere went, holy fuck, what are you, serious? And like someone from the disease department went, excuse me, hi, excuse me, we'd like to talk to you in case your mutant goldfish gets sick and, say, gets lost loose in general populace and you flush it or something.
Hey, Billy.
What happened with the mutation? I don't know. It started to fester in these weird flies, so I threw it outside. that's great.
Hey, Billy, I got the new issue of X-Men. Look what they got on the back cover. No more sea monkeys. Then I can make sea buggies.
It's pretty cool. So I was thinking if I could get one of those units, I could actually breed two-headed cats. You know,
especially after the chemical's been festering for like 10 years.
Oh yeah, it'd be great. You could
have another three-headed one.
Meow, meow, meow. Yeah.
It'd be like
meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow. Do you have any idea how many times in a day a two-headed cat's gonna be licking its ass?
Which way?
They would die of starvation.
Ryan,
which way would they fight over it?
Go left or would it go right?
And more than that, if you dropped it upside down, would it land on its feet, or would both the heads try to go turn two different ways and tear itself in half?
Yeah,
and thereby turning itself inside out. Just a thought.
The moral dilemma.
This is what I think about.
You must not do it.
This is what I want.
These are all questions for research and development.
They are. Another thing that would be really cool.
How would two-headed cats affect Schrodinger's cat theory?
Don't walk down this door.
I don't know what Schrodinger's.
Don't explain it to them!
No.
What is Schrodinger's?
We're not going to
spend
any time on that.
No, I just want to know what it is.
You put a cat in a box and it disappears and stuff? I don't know.
The idea is you put a cat in a box and a piece of radium in there. You close the box.
A radium?
Radium.
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 It's a radioactive.
Radioactive.
Breaks
substance,
down.
Okay? It breaks down. Some point in time, that radium will kill the cat. But you don't know until you've opened the box. So at any time you're looking at the box and it's still closed,
the cat is both alive
and dead. It's called Schrodinger's uncertainty principle. You can't know something until you look at it, and then you've changed it.
Ronan Sarah?
That's right.
I think you should build me a device that will shoot down satellites with a marble. And you know where that one comes from.
Actually, I think that one thing that is a confirmed thing is that if you did put a cat in a box with a piece of radium...
It would work.
The one thing that would be certain is that Ronan Sarah would stick a knife through your fucking throat before the cat died. And then he would find out whether or not the cat was living or dead very, very quickly. But you, for sure, as a universal constant, your lifeblood would flow forth and you would cease to be.
Here's your little theory. When I shove a knife in the back of your skull, you're going to be dead. That's a certainty.
That's not exactly true, actually.
Yeah. Don't fucking go to bones about it. When I do it, I do it right.
Keep in mind, if you take that cat out of the Schrodinger's box...
Do you see now why I said nobody described this thing? Do you all understand?
Girl on the left is trying to make a point.
Maybe the cat will start producing two-headed cats after being in with the radium after a while.
That's right. And if it has a two-headed cat, does that mean that she had a litter of six or a litter of 12?
I hate you all.
I'm wondering. This is important shit. Hey, it's a hell of a lot better than Kirk Spock's scat videos. Okay, so.
Where the hell did that come from anyway?
Oh, right.
You brought it up.
Yeah, don't you remember?
All right. Moving right along.
Mr. Echo says he's going to do the webcam thing next weekend.
Woo! Is he going to be naked?
Walk around with a webcam.
Oh, he's going to do the Sentinel thing.
Yeah, he's going to get a cell phone. No, outside.
Oh really? He's going to hook himself up as a Sentinel?
Yeah.
Wow.
150 plus feet, he says, he can go.
With a cell phone? How does that work?
I have no idea. The webcam power or the relay from the webcam or I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Gargoyle Echo, I want to know what you're doing and how you're doing that because Ronan Sariat has got some really cool comm shit on the go and I'd like to hook that up because we tentatively have... Now, I'm not going to get into any details, but it seems that I may actually have a source on Shovel 1.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes,
Shovel 1.
Actually is.
Shovel 1, we've been looking for a vehicle which will be the mobile command headquarters of Cult and Rant Radio, which we tentatively have.
Fiddling with the mic.
Where we're not...
The sound's gone.
We're not totally... I'm talking here!
What?
We're totally not sure where we have it yet, but it looks like we're going to get a full-sized van, which was an ex-courier van, which we're going to be converting and transforming into the Shovel 1.
Yes,
no
but,
bus?
But, yes, but Sean.
No,
buses are expensive.
No bus. Buses are expensive.
Do you know the exact dimensions of that vehicle?
No, I do not know the exact... Actually, I know the...
Is this a bitch on Burt night or something?
You're getting married.
Do you know the exact dimensions of your 5x5?
Nobody knows you're bitching on you except you!
Yeah. No, actually...
Now you let it out of the bag.
Actually, Sean, I kind of knew that you were bitching on Burt there, but...
I'm bitching on Burt.
You let the cat out of the box.
It's not
a...
It's not an X-Brinks van.
No, it's not.
That'd be super cool.
That's because they cut apart armored cars. You cannot fucking buy them.
Oh, really?
Yes, they destroy them. I've looked.
For your own good, right?
Yes, it's like, hey, look at what I got. The thing's on natural gas, and it's got regular gas, too, so it'd be pretty inexpensive to go. But I'm going to have it hooked up so we can use it as a mobile LAN party. It's going to be just the shit. By the time I'm done with it, it's going to fucking slay ass. Also, we're looking at some satellite downfeed tech that Sim was looking at. Where for $60 a month you can have the speed of an ADSL or cable connection.
Yep, it's for uber
a satellite
cool.
For a satellite downfeed. Which there's a couple things we have to look at. Like you have to get one of those automatic little positioner fucking jobbies. What did I just do?
Oh my god!
Oh my god! My watch unplugged things.
Hang on.
I can't hear myself.
Oh my god!
If only. Can I have your problem?
Is it communicable?
Yeah.
Is it communicable?
Oh, wait a minute! No, it's bitch on Dark Knight.
You've obviously all mistaken me for somebody who won't hurt you.
Somebody give him a quarter.
Talk louder, the headache will kick in.
It's time for a rant.
It's time for a rant. Yes, we have three of them this week.
Yes, and the first one is midlife crisis.
Oh, this is awesome.
And this is...
I like this
We
one.
Did this today, and we mixed
no,
it.
No, we worked on it all week. We worked on all this.
This is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes, this is 3 days of culmination here. Yeah. I had to work myself up to this.
So this is Sean Kennedy doing...
He suffers for his
midlife crisis. And buy his album. It's out. It's my book.
Yeah.
Okay. It's actually, before we go to this, I'm going to reach into my wallet and I'm going to give you some money.
Okay.
And if the next week I don't have a CD in my hand, you will not be on the show because I'll kill you.
He's got to rely on mail, right?
No. He just wants a copy. He doesn't even actually want the cover. He wants a bootleg of it.
What? He wants to bootleg my CD?
Yeah, it's not
popular. Is it available for a free download off the site?
No, he can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the problem.
Oh, well. How much are you charging him?
$10. Shipping, handling, you know,
take
all that.
Take him.
Shipping and handling.
That's fair. I'm giving you $5.
We might talk to Skip here.
All right, what's going on?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It has a click. All from
Skip Radio.
Skip Radio.
Cambria County Prison. To refuse this call, hang up. If you accept this call, do not use three-way or call-way speakers, or you will be dismissed. Call may be monitored or recorded. To accept this call, dial 1 after the tone. To hear the rate for this call, dial 2 after the tone.
I'm going to hear the rates.
Please make your connection now.
I want to know what I'm paying for this.
Charge the maximum of $4.94 for the first 1 minute. For each additional 1 minute. To accept this call.
How much for each additional?
No.
94 cents a minute.
Oh my God.
Hey, Skip!
Hello!
Talk quick!
How you doing, buddy? Talk quick! Sim just found out how much he's paying for this call.
It's $5 the first minute.
I know it.
U.S.
He knows!
He knows! You should be in jail, motherfucker!
That's criminal!
That is criminal, you bastard! How you doing?
I'm alright.
Oh, yeah?
Just a rough day today, but I'm getting through it.
What happened?
Just a bunch of people give me shit today.
Is this like guards giving you shit or people trying to kill you giving you shit?
People trying to kill me giving me shit.
That's bad. Are you hurt?
No, I'm all right.
Are you hurt?
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, okay. I was just checking there.
Thank you.
Are you hurt in like an Oz sort of a way or anything like that? What's happened this week? Any new events? I don't know. Anything like that?
I had a hearing this week.
Woohoo!
Oh, wow.
This is big news. What's going on?
Well, it was in the prison here. My probation officer from Cambria County came over and basically told me that they're going to have another hearing for me in about 2 to 3 weeks.
That's good.
And he said essentially that I'm going to probably be found guilty of the probation violation, which I can understand. But the chances of me getting jail time pretty much depend on the amount of monetary funds I bring to court.
Oh, that's...
Which I found out in this county, that's really all they're after is money. I mean, if I would have paid my fines, I wouldn't have been sitting here.
Very true.
Which I can agree is my fault because I didn't pay the damn fines. So, anyway, that being said, in about 2 to 3 weeks, I'm going to be having a hearing, which is going to be me bringing a lot of money to court and saying, please don't leave me there for 6 months to a year.
So you got to bribe them, huh?
Basically, without really, you know, giving them any money in particular, but giving the actual probation.
Whatever, man. You're losing cash and they're taking it. That looks to me like you're bribing them to get out of jail.
So is it still the $1,700?
Well, okay. I owe them $1,500 total. I'm back in back payments. I owe them $1,000 right now. That's how far they're up to, okay? Now, the probation officer told me essentially best bet is to bring as much money to court with me as possible. Well, I'm going to bring as much money as I have to court with me and hand it to them and say, hey, you know, give me time served. I want to go home.
Well, that's cool. I mean, listeners have already sent in about slightly more than $300 to you. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it's a little over. I think it's $320 we're up to.
Which is very, very cool. APOC did a huge chunk of that, and thanks to everybody else who have sent in something on that. So it looks like if we do have a target number now, we know what's going on, so if people do want to send in for that, Babs can do another post on the page. She's probably listening right now, and give some more details on that, and that way we can see about getting you home rather than getting you books, because, hey, home is good. And I mean, I'd rather have a really shitty house than a very comfy jail cell. That's just me, you know.
I agree totally.
Okay, cool. So at least now we have a target and we know what's going on with that, and so we can move forward with that.
Yeah, and other than that, I got two more books this week.
Oh, did you? From who?
I got 1984 by George Orwell. I think I got that from Firefly. I'm not sure.
Excellent.
And I got this other book from an author named Alan Klein called The Healing Power of Humor. I have no idea who sent it to me. If you know, tell me.
Is it a good book?
It's actually decent so far. I'm probably going to end up finishing up tonight. I finished 1984 in like 2 days.
If anybody in the IRC has any questions for Skip, just put them in the IRC and we can relay them.
Apparently Firefly was the one who sent you the second book, The Healing Power of Humor.
Okay, so he sent both of them.
I believe so, yeah. That looks like it is that way. So do you have an actual date for when you're hearing this? Do you have like an actual physical date yet or no?
I do not have a date yet, but it should be my probation officer told me it should be within the next 3 weeks. It should be before October, I'm going to say, 21st.
I see. So that gives us enough time then if people do want to send in some bucks to Babs and so it can all get set up. I mean, everybody, the problem is, though, of course, that being as everybody involved here is pretty much, you know, everybody's pretty much strapped. Like, not a lot of people got cash. Everybody who can't afford to send in money will be sending in cash.
I understand that. I mean, I'm not, you know, asking for a handout.
Oh, yeah, I realize that. And that's very cool. And, I mean, the fact that we've gotten as much going on as we have with, I mean, we only got just slightly more than 300 members. That's pretty cool.
That's great.
You know, so.
Wow, nobody can come up with a question for Skip. The best one was, are there any eels in your hoverboat, Skip?
Are there any eels in my hoverboat?
I have no idea what the hell that's in reference to.
You know, for some reason, that actually sounds familiar to me, and I don't know why.
Have you gotten any other letters other than those books Nomad Terrell wanted to know?
Yeah, I got Nomad Terrell's letter.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Kick-ass.
And I sent her a response back.
Okay, cool. So that got...
Tell her to send as many letters as she wants. Tell everybody to send letters if they want to, as many, I don't care.
Okay, Tenchi from the UK said he sent you some books, too. What book did you send him, Tenchi? We don't know what's going on there, but it's going to take a second for him to hear that. But apparently Tenchi from the United Kingdoms sent you a book.
And what type of books do you want?
I don't care.
I don't care.
Reading material.
It is in the next week, I think.
The guy still hasn't read Snow Crash, which is like, you know, that's a crime. But that's going to be...
Skip, what is the first thing you're going to do when you get out?
I'm going to hold a press conference.
Excellent.
Oh, and Tenchi said he did send you two books, too. Right on. Also, Tenchi went, and he's this amazing fellow from England who puts out some awesome music.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a Skip Radio mix of like a trance kind of techno song. So you've actually had a trance techno song named after you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel privileged.
It's pretty fucking cool, actually.
It doesn't have any samples or anything, but it's named after you.
Have you read Neuromancer?
Have I what?
Read the book Neuromancer.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so he hasn't read hardly any Gibson. He hasn't read Snow Crash yet. He hasn't read any of that shit. You cannot send him books directly. You must buy them from a distributor online and then have the distributor send it to them if you're going to send him a book, okay? That's what's going on there. So don't go packaging up your books and sending them off because
he won't get to them.
He won't get to them.
Does it have to be an American distributor?
It can be, just as long as it gets to the jail.
Yeah, it's probably better to order it online from, like, Amazon or something like that. Or Chapters CA or whatever the hell, or Chapters America, whatever the hell. Okay. But, so that you don't really have any books that you'd like or anything like that? That's another question we got.
I think there's one book that I really would like to get. Just one more if I really wanted a book and had to have one. And it's called To Ride a Silver Broomstick. And the author's name is Silver Raven Wolf.
What the hell is that?
It's a Wiccan book.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's a Wiccan book. Okay, so cool. If whoever... Okay, don't everybody send him 30 copies of the same fucking book, okay?
Organize yourselves, please.
Organize yourselves, find out who's going to send him this book, and then go from there.
The people at the jail say, well, does he need all 50 copies of this fucking book?
There's a lot of...
building.
There's a lot of people, by the way, who are all saying that they'd love to send you shit, but they can't because they're strapped.
Hey, that's fine. I mean, tell him I appreciate the thought.
No, that's very cool. That's very cool. And I'm pretty amazed, actually, how strong you've been throughout this whole thing. Like, for a guy who's gotten totally fucked over, I mean, you're pretty stoked about all this. Like, you're doing pretty cool.
I'm just trying to keep my head on straight. That way, when I get out, I'm not totally nuts, you know?
Yeah, that's the only thing you can do. Have you had any scraps or anything? Are you doing okay on that front?
I'm doing all right. I'm, you know, just chilling out. I got a job working here on the cell block, and I've been doing that. Between that... going to different classes and stuff, just keeping my mind occupied. You know?
What are you taking there?
I'm taking a GED course.
Excellent.
Well, that's
good.
Cool.
Good. How much does your job pay?
My job pays 50 cents a day.
And what are you doing?
Basically keeping the block clean after meals and at lockdown at night.
Okay, so you're not working for any corporations making clothing for 50 cents a day?
No, I'm working for the prison, just keeping it clean.
Okay, is there any of that type of stuff in there?
No.
Okay.
Okay, apparently it's seen there, some people want to know, are you actually Wiccan, Skip, yourself?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well it seems that Firefly sent him the Silver Broomstick book. So that's handled.
So don't send another one.
So yeah, it looks like a Firefly sent the broomstick book in. So that got handled in about, fucking 45 seconds.
Hear that.
Okay, we're gonna let you go, because we're going to have to set up a fund for Sumerian's phone bill soon.
Yeah. Oh. No shit.
After I get out, my first, I think, 4 or 5 paychecks, I'm coming out to Vancouver.
Hey, homage.
I'm going to, you know, lay on your porch and beg your mercy about your phone bill.
That's all cool. The
1-800 number is 8 cents a minute. This is like $1 or $5 or I don't know.
Yeah, this is fucking brutal.
I wish I could dial the 800 number.
No, it's all good, man. It's all good.
Okay.
It's all good. And hey, if you know, it'd be cool if you could get up here somehow and get on the air. It'd be really neat to just hear about the whole experience without you worried about being monitored.
I'm definitely serious about that. As soon as I get out, I mean, if I can arrange it, I'm coming up.
Okay. Do you have a box? Do you have a computer waiting for you when you get out?
I should, yes.
You should have a computer, or like you own a computer yourself on the outside?
Well, currently my computer got repoed. So, essentially, when I get out, I'm going to be using someone else's computer. Most likely, either Babs's or Danielle's. So.
Okay. Okay, so maybe if someone's got some spare computer parts or whatever, we can set Skip up. So the first thing you can do is go home and get the fuck online.
Yeah.
Because, hey, that's what we need to get going. All right, buddy, we're going to let you go.
Okay.
So say, I'm Skip Radio and I'm in jail. Say, what the hell?
I'm Skip Radio, I'm in jail, and what the hell?
Right on.
All right. Excellent. Check your ICQ, Firefly. No, I do not check my ICQ during the show.
Yeah, sorry about that. And also,
500 messages.
I apologize to everyone who sent me email. I do send back replies on email. People do know this. It just takes me about a fucking week to do it. Okay.
You know, talking about everybody being a broke bitch, I had a rather amusing incident happen this week involving money.
What happened there?
Well, I know I owe some money to the federal government for taxes.
Oh, this is amazing.
Okay.
Now, I knew that.
Good, and it ties into the technology issues, too.
Okay.
It also explains why he's quite the Luddite.
So, all right. So I knew about that. I had no problem. I knew I owed about $1,500, and I figured I had about 3 months to pay it off, which is about $500 a month, which means, you know, I just have to give up.
It's not
little.
Great.
I would just have to give up little the little things in life, like food and, you know, like shelter. But, you know, I can handle it.
You can make ends meet.
Yeah, so it's not too big a deal. Well, I was putting it off because, well, you know, I have, like, things that I had to do, so I kept putting it off. And this week I get a letter, and I open it up, and I see it's from Taxation Canada, and I just kind of went, oh, yeah, okay, I'll call them on Monday, no problem. So I toss the letter in the pile of stuff, which tells you exactly how long I read it. I realized who it was from, stopped reading, tossed it away. I wish I had read it, because this would have saved me a small heart attack.
Oh, what happened?
Well, now, Monday morning, I get a phone call from the sheriff's department. Mr. Kilroy!
Yes?
Are you home today? We'll be coming to seize your property.
Oh,
what?
My God.
You owe in excess of $18,000, Mr. Kilroy.
Thanks for the advance notice while I barricade myself in my home. Come on in. Stand right on the welcome mat.
I'm like, excuse me, did you say $18,000?
$18,000.
But how? Well, apparently you must have not paid your taxes for some.
I didn't make $18,000 last year.
Okay.
Whoa. Mr. Kilroy, well, you must have. Have you not paid your taxes for a few years?
I've always paid my taxes. I don't think I've made $18,000. I don't think I owe $18,000 for the last 10 years of taxes.
Yeah. Well, just give me a second. Let me check your file here. All of a sudden, I come back on. He's laughing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking to myself,
is this, if this is a practical joke from one of my friends, I'm going to have to kill somebody I know.
Side note, this is why no one, that movie, The Game, wouldn't work with anyone here. Because
not a
people
good idea.
Would be dying. It's like, I'm sorry, we'd pick up rocks in the street and cave someone's head in. We'd just go fucking Cro-Magnon.
So he's going, okay, I think I know what the problem is. Call up Taxation Revenue Canada and give them your Social Security number and then tell them, file 211. And I went, what does this mean? I think you're one of those special, there's about 200 or 300 people in Canada, Mr. Kilroy, which were affected by Y2K. I'm like, what? He said, just call them up. I'm sure they'll be able to explain everything to you.
Yeah, come down to Civic Center and collect your free TV.
You probably got billed for 100 years worth of taxes.
So click, I'm like, I call them up, and I'm like, hello? And they're like, can I have your name, please? And I'm like, I didn't even, like, you know, get a human being. It was immediately, can I have your name, please? Like,
after the beep.
Yeah, it's the space. Okay, I tell them, your Social Security number, please. I tell them, Mr. Kilroy, apparently you owe us quite a bit of money. Are you going to be making a payment? I went, I just got a call from the sheriff's department, and I've started breathing again now, and I'd like, he said something about code 211, and he's like, okay, just hang on a second. Dials in the number. Okay, Mr. Kilroy, I'm sorry if there's been any type of disturbance about this. Let me explain what's happened. And very slowly, like he was talking to a child or an idiot, which I figure most people would need this at this point.
Well, no fucking doubt. I'm coming to barricade your house. You go right the fuck ahead. I'll be waiting for you. Descend versus enemy.
It turns out, yes, what I had owed the interest on $1,500 for 100 years. Which, when you think about it, $18,000, that's not that unreasonable.
Yeah. 100 years
of
overdue. Yeah, that's
a good rate.
Ronan Thurian, you owe us a lot of money. Are you going to be coming down to pay today?
Yeah, I'll be right down to make a deposit.
Who am I talking to?
He's owed income taxes.
Who's your boss?
He's owed income taxes from prior to the invention of the income tax.
Yes.
By about 50 years.
Yeah. Apparently me and only about three 300 people in all of Canada had this little wonder added to their list. I'm one of the special people.
You know what I want?
I mean, I don't want to sound too cheap about this, but you should really bitch. They probably would wipe it out, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, bitch a lot.
Oh, yeah, I tell them.
Hold on, bitch a lot. Like,
well, it caused me distress.
Well, no.
Writing humor.
You had a heart attack. Look at me. Wait. Does that mean everybody in Canada that owes taxes can phone up and claim a 211? I'll do that.
Yeah.
So, you fuckers, I don't owe you anything. Take up a cocktail while I'm not.
Yeah, file 211, bitch.
So anyhow, they finally calmed down, like he was laughing and everything, and I'm like,
I'm glad you think this is so fucking funny.
I'm like going, I'd like to pay this off because the sheriff's department thing kind of scared me. Anyway, okay, would 7 months be too short a period to pay you off? And really? I'm thinking, how much is that? That'd be about $225 a month, Mr. Kilroy. Same. I'm going, okay, yeah, I could do that. Yeah,
I could pushed it. It went 12 or 24 or something.
I'd be like, I need to take 100 years.
100 years would be ample.
I mean, you guys suggested the number to start with.
Nice round number.
So how about fuck you very much, okay?
Let's play a game called hide and go fuck yourself.
Yeah, totally. It's like, not only that, let's hit the rewind button here. What if he'd got this thing, Mr. Kilroy, we're coming to take your house. Yo, fuck you! Click.
Oh.
Okay, what?
Then it all goes bad from there.
What happens if it all went bad? Oh, yeah. And then they show up. And then Dak, like, cuts a sheriff in half, because he's got a broadsword, right? And then, like, all this over a fucking glitch. You know what I mean? Like,
Y2K kills cop.
So yeah, what if you went to some fucking guy up in Kelowna who's like, you know, the white Aryan power guy, and he's like, fuck you, I've been waiting for this day. You know? And he's got all the fucking guns and shit, and he's like stitching cops like it's wholesale Raggedy Ann down there.
You mean like Ruby Ridge?
Yeah, like
a giant
Ruby, Y2K Ruby Ridge, you know what I mean? Like, ooh, bad, all bad. So anyways, what do we got going on here? What's
rant?
Rant.
We got the rant to go.
Oh, yeah, we still got the rant. We got three rants to do, shit.
Yeah, this one's Midlife Crisis by Sean Kennedy.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
You know what I think is a weird phenomenon? I think this whole idea of the midlife crisis. I don't really understand how that happened. Like, you're going along, and all of a sudden you wake up and you go, oh, I don't know who the fuck I am. When did that start exactly? When did people start having midlife crisis? Remember reading about any midlife crises back in the 30s, you know, where people all of a sudden, wait, I don't know who I am? Or was it something that came about as the modern media began distracting us and every day in our life? We want to have this kind of car. You want to have this kind of house. You want to marry this kind of woman. You want to act this kind of way. These clothes, this perfume, this cologne, this watch, this pen, everything you have to have in order to be just, you know, happy. You have these things and you're happy. You'll be happy, 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 happy. But you know what? They turn 35 and they don't know who the fuck they are. And they're like, oh my God, I'm not happy. Blue screen. Mental blue screen. Everything's going wrong. Quickly get me some country music. Because that's what happens. They go get some cowboy boots. They buy a Trans Am. They're too old to be in the bar. And they have a midlife crisis. American Beauty midlife crisis. I don't know who the fuck I am. I bought into a lie when I was younger. I was right when I was a teenager. I was right, but I lied to myself and I told me, well, I guess you better grow out of that. Grow out of that and grow into some nice chains. Grow into some nice chains. They look good on you, those chains. They're solid gold chain, boy. Solid gold. Be true to yourself, man. Avoid the midlife crisis. My name's Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
You're listening to the best industrial on the net. You're listening to Rant Radio.
All right, we're back.
Okay.
Yes, I think I should say something as the only person I know here in the room who actually had a midlife crisis.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
I was working at the hospital. I was happy. No, seriously, I was happy.
Yeah, okay.
I was happy.
Everything was going good for me. Then I got pulled out of it. Just as I turned, like, I was okay for 30. 31.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked with my head. I'm sitting here, I'm 31, I'm standing in a fucking alleyway as Canada Posties go driving by me, blowing enough exhaust into my fucking face to kill a plant. And I'm, like, standing there going, what the fuck am I doing? And I had, like, one of those monster midlife crises where I didn't quite go off the deep end, but I had, like, days where I'm sitting there going, why the fuck am I doing any of this? Holy
normal
fuck.
Call.
I'm like, okay, go ahead.
See what it is. Okay.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this? Go ahead, Dak.
No, seriously, it was like, you have no idea how bad it is when you sit there and you're going, I've done absolutely fucking nothing. I'm nowhere. Hmm. I mean, you start doubting your fucking self. You start doubting everything you fucking believe in. Mm-hmm. You wonder where the fuck you... I think the biggest part of it is you sit there and you wonder where the fuck the last 20 years went. Because the last thing
what
you remember...
What have I done? I've done nothing.
The last thing you fucking remember is you were like sitting, you know... You were sharing your fucking cookies with one of your friends.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're standing there. You're wearing a fucking uniform. It's got a little fucking name tag on it. And you're signing out some guy who's too fucking stupid to actually fill out a form with a check, you know? And you wonder, where the fuck, what the fuck happened? That's a midlife crisis.
Uh-huh.
It happens to you.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter what the fuck you do. Doesn't matter who the fuck you are. I guarantee you, at some point in your life, you're going to have a midlife crisis. Hell, I've seen people who are 15 years old have a midlife crisis.
Well, I don't know if that's the same sort of thing of what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the guy who buys the Trans Am and decides to totally rebel at 35.
Oh, that's something different.
Or the well, that's the midlife crisis as I define it.
Just a different type.
45-year-old man that decides that his wife that he's been with for 20 years is no longer good enough and must go chasing his 18-year-old tail.
Well, bingo!
That's the male bullshit of trying to recapture your youth.
That's called a midlife crisis, though.
That's my definition.
Existential crisis.
I know if my father ever did that, I would go after him.
Oh yeah, it's like
there's you don't have any.
Well, it's the
same bullshit.
it is bullshit.
Same thing. It's just how you react to it. Same thing. It's just how you react to it.
That's right.
Mm. Desmond just sat there and went, "What the fuck am I doing in my life?" The other guy went, "What the fuck am I doing in my life?" Didn't really actually say it to himself. Just went off chasing 18-year-old tail. Didn't actually acknowledge the fact. The question.
That's like pretty heinous bullshit, though. That's like, you know, pretty stick an axe in your face kind of bullshit. Like, that's just wrong.
I do have more respect for the guys that actually do get a divorce and then go off and...
yeah.
Well,
that's a little better.
You're not screwing over your spouse, you know, who's thinking all is well and good, right? Which is...
You can't. you know, you got to at least have some level of respect for yourself.
Yeah. I don't know.
Girl on the left, how do women have midlife crises?
It's called menopause?
I wouldn't know. I haven't had one yet.
No, I'm not, I know, but I mean, you must have an idea.
You guys talk about this shit, don't you?
How women
guys talk about midlife crises.
They ask for a pool with a cabana. So they get the cabana boy.
No, they buy big glasses. They buy those big fucking eyeglasses.
And those monster hats.
And the hair gets bigger. You know? And then they, like, get the Thighmasters and shit. That's all that exercise equipment. That fuels the woman midlife crisis. They diet like fucking maniacs.
Well, screw that. Women are worried. If women start buying Thighmasters, like, they're finding now, like, girls that are, like, 6 years old, 8 years old are like, I wish I was skinny like Britney Spears because then it'd be sexy. I mean, this shit is getting younger and younger now. It's fucking scary.
I'd like to be skinny like Britney Spears so I didn't have a big tummy. I'm like, yeah, that's just fucking great. Kids in Media, I posted on the page, like, one of my last posts I did before I went on my virus manifesto hiatus. But yeah, it's sick. It's sick. It's deranged, man. You get these kids and they're all like, all concerned with my image. To care what other people think is to be controlled by them. Voltaire.
There's some scary stuff you see like in the stores now. You're increasingly seeing like the teeny bopper stores selling the sort of cheap club wear now going into like little kids lines.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on in Le Chateau?
I saw this one earlier today. La Senza Girls.
Actually,
really?
The only thing is, La Senza Girls does not. La Senza Girls does not sell
lingerie.
It sells
pillows for 6 year olds.
No.
This is true.
No. I've been in there actually. It's like sweaters and jeans and Hello Kitty toys.
It's the same shit. Fucking labels.
Actually, you know what it seems to me. I look at the La Senza Girls shops are always directly across from the La Senza lingerie shops. La Senza is
like
the Canadian
drop off the kids.
Exactly, La Senza. For those who don't know, La Senza is like the Canadian equivalent to Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
So basically, you send off the kids. Oh, you kids go look at the candy and sweaters and Hello Kitty toys.
And
I'll be over here
getting
some underwear. Well, have you ever noticed department stores? The small children's clothing section is always right next to the lingerie section. Always. Check this for yourself.
I've never actually looked for that. Where's your lingerie? Where's your little kids' clothes?
I need to visit both places.
I've never. The only person I've ever seen who's actually checked that out for real was Ronan Sarriott because he's got a ghillie suit for any environment. So
I don't wear fishnets, Kennedy.
Sometimes it's required.
I don't know why. You have
Ronan
Sarriott, I don't know why.
You've got
great ankles.
I'll fucking stab you.
Not only that, but think about it. Because of your size and stature,
you can dress like a woman. It's okay to be tactical. It's fuck you. You dress like a bitch.
No. You can dress like a little girl and then run like a scope op on pedophiles, you know? Like just on the face so they don't see the scars and shit.
I'm sure that'll wash. Yeah, hi. I'm only 6 years old. Don't mind the gun in the ghillie suit.
Or like, sit there and play marbles and shit. And provided no cops saw you, you'd be fine. And some pedophile would come up and be like, hey, little girl. And you're like,
see your puppy.
Yeah, I hope you find your puppy. Scope is up.
I want some candy and puppy.
Tango down.
Mine's a hush puppy.
It'd be just amazing. I think it's great. We should do that. We should have a cult-sponsored Ronin event where we scope a pedophile.
The first ever cult classic.
Yeah.
Yes,
Ronan's back on the lead. He spotted one.
Yes. And then
he's off. He's in the van. Oh, the van's rocking back and forth. Blood splatter all over the windows. I think he's got one.
Oh, 37 seconds, not a bad time, slightly disappointing for Ronan Sarriott. Next up, Ronan Templar Knight. Yes, he's pursuing him now with the katana.
Looking very, very good. Oh, and it will not be a catch and release. No. This one's a keeper.
And Templar Knight's going for points on style. He's using a wood chipper.
Very good. The wood chipper's had some fetching results. Very fetching. And completely his good form on that good form. If you look at it from our aerial scan, can we switch to aerial? Yes, he looks like a butterfly from this height.
Oh, fabulous. Over to you, Color. Yeah, thanks. This is Ronan Maddock here live. As you can see here, eviscerated the aerial. Oh, my God. What? That's a bite mark.
It's all bad. It's all bad. Let's get the replay. Stop it right there.
Now, stop it right there. Now, rewind it here. Notice how he rips out the heart here. Peels. Oh, God. We can't show that on television.
No. But it's good in the corner.
Oh, that's
segment.
Not right.
They're moving around the corner, and there's Ronan Sarriott, and this bitch, he's going to watch how he moves here. Slow-mo replay, there he is. Moving around, he's going to run around the corner from the katana blade and into the clothesline. Now, that's a reverse combat grip on that knife. That's why he could cut the jugular and and the windpipe.
Oh, look at the expression on that man's face.
It's just nothing just but surprise. Nothing didn't but surprise, and it'll be the last thing he ever felt. Right, let's back to our
look lovely
what's going
on
in the Olympics.
Time for the news.
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
Everything is obvious.
$4 billion, and they can't pull it off.
Nope.
Olympics hit 32-year ratings low.
I wonder why that is.
It could be the media monopoly they placed on it. Nobody can report it at all, except for NBC.
And it's at a low. It's really
bad.
So
if you don't listen to NBC, you don't even know the Olympics is on.
Imagine pre-recorded stuff that happened 2 days ago just isn't exciting.
It's
pretty
bad.
You know, they blur out that live little thing in the corner. It's not really live.
When Rant Radio is beating you on your demographics, you have a problem with your marketing strategy. It's all true.
You know, I have to say, I was actually interested in the Olympics. I have always been interested in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that this year was without a fucking doubt the most boring
Even adding the female trampoline didn't work for them.
Or
the female trampoline
beach volleyball, no. Yeah. That didn't. Well, what is kind of hard, I noticed about the little bit of the Olympics I did try to watch, which I found kind of amusing. Yes, you get a 30-second blurb. Yes, you focus in on the two competitors. 2 minutes of commercials. 30 seconds of the ad. 2 minutes of commercials.
I watched CBC for the whole fucking Olympics. And
the whole Olympics, really?
Well, not the whole of it, but everything I watched was on CBC. And I
also the pro Canada thing of, and now another tragedy for Canada or another great triumph for Canada. Come on, there's other people competing.
Yeah, you think Canada is bad for that?
No, the U.S. was monstrous.
As far as the American track meets.
We walked away with a few medals.
You know what? I think we got a medal for fucking people. I think we fucked more people in the village than anyone else did.
Ironically enough, I saw a really interesting interview of all people, Don Cherry, and I think he said it best when he said...
Don Cherry?
What are you doing?
They asked his opinion on what was going on with Canada and the Olympics. He said, you know, it's a real tragedy. Canada's rated as a first-rate nation, and, you know, countries that we send aid to are getting more medals than we are.
Yeah, because they spend the money on their Olympics.
Talking about Olympic funky, fucking.
What?
Did you hear the report? They sent like 100,000 condoms down to
the region. Oh, yeah, they sent 50 condoms a guy.
They ran out.
Oh, my God, we need more rubbers over here.
They had to emergency courier.
More rubbers.
You know, I think I know what happened there. You have to wonder how many of those things were blown up as water balloons.
No wonder Canadian athletes don't get any medals. We're fucking tired.
More than that.
In case you Americans don't know, we Canadians have done really lamely. On a per capita basis, we're still beating the States by a long shot, but we did far lower.
We're tired. We've been fucking all night long. How are you supposed to roll?
Explain to the Americans what the words per capita mean.
You have 10 more times
than us. How could they resist us in those wonderful Roots outfits?
Oh, those were amazing, weren't they?
What?
It was like a hockey jersey, except not so.
What, we were all wearing Roots gear or what?
Yes, Roots decided to sponsor Team Canada. Yeah.
Oh, why?
Well, hey, 5 seconds at least we don't, okay, at least we're wearing better outfits than they had people parading around in for, the Calgary Winter Olympics.
What happened with the, do you know hear this? Guys are selling the volunteer clothing.
$7,000.
$7,000 for volunteer garb. And that's what people are paying.
That's where the rubbers went. $56 a pop, I'm thinking. Go to eBay.
Use rubbers.
eBay.
Use Olympic
rubbers.
Why did
they sell Olympic condoms?
Still fresh.
Get them here.
Why did they give
gold, bronze, and silver?
Why did they give the athletes rubber? They're athletes. They're in perfect physical form. Let them breed. Fuck. Do your thing. You have healthy, beautiful children. Just do your thing.
I don't think you really want half the female competitors suddenly coming down with morning sickness the night of the big competition.
That's their problem.
That's our strategy. We'll dominate by fucking the other country's women, right? And then they have Canadian babies, right? I don't know where I'm going
to
go with this.
Okay, we'll go to the next story.
Maybe you should stop all your heads, John.
Yeah, that's kind of the Viking principle. Didn't they use it?
Actually, I have something else about corporate thing.
Sure.
Side note here. Okay, one of the things I do know about Safeways is
from Olympics to Safeway.
Well, okay, back to bread.
Oh,
that's what I'm doing
neck,
now.
Bread flash.
He knows he's not to make
explode. How does this relate to bread?
I'm not getting you.
Okay, Safeway. What it does is has a regional pricing policy. If you live in a poor neighborhood, one like said down in the States where you get a lot of blacks in a ghettoized area.
Like right. Compton?
No. They jack the prices up on everything in the store.
They jack them up?
They jack them up because they know the local populace will not go anywhere else.
They're just too lazy?
But
what?
If you go,
they don't have the transportation to drive.
No cars, so I see.
But when you go to an area like that is very rich,
yeah.
They have a lot of high-end items, but they lower the prices on everything because
yeah.
they know they don't.
Just say repetitive.
The people.
They might
leave.
Drive around in their SUVs to the other place.
Oh, yeah,
that
makes sense.
The other thing is down in the States, what they do is you're supposed to pull stuff off the shelf like 3 days before its due date.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have that kind of stuff on the shelves. But what they do is they ship those products to specific Safeways.
Uh-huh.
Like the ones in, they call them black Safeways down in the States.
No way.
You
really?
Can find moldy product weeks over date that have been just put on a shelf in these places.
Oh. That's
seriously.
Great.
Seriously.
Wow. And they're a bit more expensive than they were before.
Yeah. And it's not just Safeway that does this.
What do you have to back this up?
We need proof.
We have
proof.
I deliver bread to all the Safeways around. I've seen the different prices.
The ones in Compton as well?
No, I mean in the local area.
But they do that here.
Yeah.
So I mean, this is just speculation. Hey,
so it's
if we don't know for sure, this is what you've heard. Okay, why don't we get some people on the net to check into it? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Let's have some people investigate.
Some Safeway.
I've heard enough to fucking make me go, hey, motherfucker, I'm going to take a trip over the continent and check out my asses out of Safeway.
The other sad thing that I've heard is my company is owned by Canada Bread.
Okay.
Canada Bread owns four bread companies here in Vancouver.
Okay.
That's four of eight. The other four are owned by another company. I don't know what it's called.
Right.
Canada Bread is all the way across Canada, and it does the same thing. There's two bread companies in Canada. Those two bread companies own stock in each other, so basically the same.
Yeah.
But the majority of those two bread companies are owned by a major conglomerate down in the States, which owns all the bread companies down in the States.
What? Bread Corp. Bread
no,
Corp.
But the sad thing
Global
is
Bread. Mega Bread.
Micro Bread.
No, the sad thing is this is not just bread. It's all
it's
the
buns,
food.
It's twisties. It's focaccia. No, I'm kidding.
No, it's.
Oh yeah.
it's all the food.
It all comes back to.
Oh, I see.
Philip Morrison, that owns Kraft, had nothing compared to some of these other companies.
Really.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Kurtford blowing the crust off of this.
And it's not just bread. It's cupcakes. It's hot cross. It's donuts. It's
get
cinnamon
away
buns.
From my
what? Another good reason if you have a way of like supporting local like. Farmers markets and stuff. Another good reason to go to that stuff.
The next story.
I want to keep going on
That's the bread thing?
I want to keep going on this bread theme. This is amazing.
Well, maybe we can relate bread to this.
Maybe we can relate the bread to Schrodinger's cat and we'll make it full circle.
Okay.
Put a piece of bread in a...
Girl on the loaf, you're cute. That won't keep me from hitting you.
Schrodinger's bread. If you put the loaf of bread
if I put bar bacon in an oven and I turn it on, is it cooked or not?
You need a mic. Man.
If you put them, the bread on the shelves in a box, it won't be moldy.
It'll never get moldy.
No,
unless you open
it. Understand. It will be moldy and not moldy at the same time. There you go.
Eat crime, but law, like, and you. MSN turns users into spammers. What's this about?
Oh, if you download the new special little MSN Explorer program, there's a little butterfly in the corner or something, and crashes your computer.
Ooh, shiny.
We got about 10 or 20 calls in at work about, I downloaded the new MSN Explorer, and everything went to shit.
Like always more things I haven't heard about at work.
Always
That's
trust
why
content
it's beta.
That's why I want to see that thing where it says, always trust the Microsoft Corporation. I want the thing to say, never ask me this question again.
And what this does is as soon as you upgrade, it takes everyone in your list, in your contact list, and tells them all about the joys of your new browser. Automatically. Isn't that great?
Spams all everyone you know.
Yeah, spams everyone you know. And,
it's definitely worth testing out.
You know what I want to know?
Let's incorporate one of those viruses into the program
you're
getting.
And
What I want to know is, do the guys at MSN, because you know these guys who work for these guys, I mean, they're probably like total wage sort of companies, right?
Okay.
But, I mean, there's got to be someone in that company who's got a clue. You know, even if it's Joey the fucking mailboy who's like, you know, a net junkie listening to the station right now, somebody had to have gone up to one of these suits and said, guys...
People aren't going to like this.
You know, this is really yeah. bad, you know, and it's only a matter of time before, say, you know, somebody gets really pissed with us and decides to fucking rock our world. Well, that won't happen. We've taken measures. You know, motherfucker, you couldn't take measures to wipe your own ass, okay?
They apparently later changed it with some saying, we want to clarify it for the customers. Apparently we didn't understand their spam well enough. That was the problem.
Yes, they changed the wording of the spam. They didn't stop the spam. So the email you received was an invitation from MSN Explorer sent on behalf of an existing user who changed their email address and wants you to try MSN Explorer.
That's false representation is what that is, by legal status. That's false representation. Hi, this person spammed you. No, I didn't. No one asked me. If they put a little checkbox saying, you know, they have those cryptically worded things like, if you did not want me to do this, then please do not check this, otherwise it's an authorization. Yes or no?
Do you want me to not hit you? Say yes or no.
By default. By default, it will happen. 5, 4, recommended. 3, 2. Oh, fuck. Ass. Turn the computer off. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's totally what it is. It's like this uber cryptic, you know, and spelt in Latin. Latin, you know, it's an original language.
We don't not want this thing to not happen.
If in fact
don't
you do
unclick this button,
then please unclick 3 times. Click, yeah. click. Fuck, I hit 4. Ah, gone.
Double, triple, and triple negatives are always my bad thing.
They should have a big box spot. By installing this, you agree to everything.
Everything.
Okay.
Blank box.
Are these the same people that wrote the referendum in Quebec and decided the billing options for Rogers Cable?
Ah, yes.
It's like, what the hell, man?
This next one, Carnivore Review Team Exposed. This is priceless.
Oh, what happened here? Carnivore, of course, is the email reader thing
so funny. Nice call
name.
It the curse of the carnivore. It was bad enough when the word leaked out this summer that FBI's electronic eavesdropping system went by the unfortunate, if eerily accurate, name of carnivore.
Oops.
The feds took another blow when the researchers at MIT, another prestigious institution, refused to undertake a review, likening the probe to the public relations whitewash. Okay, and then...
MIT said, fuck you and your encryption spying scheme. We're not biting that dog. Which, imagine that. The brightest geeks on, arguably some of the brightest geeks on the planet go,
fuck you.
Go fuck yourself. Me and my wearable computer say lick bag.
No. How much are you paying me? You're not? Fuck you.
Yeah. On Tuesday, the Justice Department placed the 51-page PDF file online with project information such as names, phone numbers, and government security clearances erased with thin black bars. But it turns out the information wasn't removed after all. Anyone with Adobe-supplied software or a text editor or a little bit of time can view the unaltered document.
Wait a second. Is this the same problem that they had with that document that released the people's names relating to some... Oh, was it some kind of Palestinian-Israeli thing?
No. That's slightly different. Okay.
But is it the same
so it's
problem?
Like a button you go... Remove
undo.
Black bars. Undo.
undo last erase. Click. Oh, there's... So they have
there's
all
the phone numbers, all the names
everyone
who's in Carnivore.
Oh, my God.
Hurt.
Somebody
we
who
gotta
was...
We got to get that PDF now.
Excuse me.
Oh, it's all over the internet.
Pardon me. Okay. Hello? Somebody in cult, please email that list to seank@thecult.org, because holy fuck am I putting that on the page.
Just go to /. It has links all over the place.
Okay, somebody do that. I don't have time to.
I just heard pranksters... hackers, mm-hmm. and just people with a bad sense of humor trundling down the fucking hallway like something out of Geiger itself.
Oh, yeah.
To get to these people. I can't...
Where's my computer? Oh, my God! Oh, my God! That's
get it offline now!
I guess Carnivore was built by Microsoft.
Or perhaps the guys at Winamp, the same good people that brought you Nutella. It should be reminded that Nutella was online and up for 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
6 hours. Nutella was developed by the guy who created Winamp. And he went, la 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 la, I'm bored. I'm going to make Nutella. Sort of like Napster, only better. And then he goes, post, and puts it up. He, of course, works for Winamp. And Winamp goes, la, 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 and some executive is surfing through his site, and he goes, Nutella, this enables you to share all file software. Boom! He's running down the hallway. What the fuck are you doing, you pinhead? If you weren't the smartest guy in the office, we'd kill you. Right? So they yank it, but it was up there for 6 hours. And where's Nutella now? It's everywhere.
In the hand of
How much do you want to bet? Yeah. Sitting in my email box right now is that list of names and people from the fucking Carnivore Project.
It was Justin Frankel who made Nutella, the guy who made Winamp, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess so. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not up on guys' names. But in any case, yeah, I guess if that's the guy. So if somebody can send that to me, I'll give him posting rights or I'll give him posting credit on the page. I want the names of the people in Nutella. Not only that, it'd be really cool if Simplex could get us satellite photos of where they live.
Carnivore.
Satellite photos of where they live and everything.
Probably tons of people
involved. And their area codes and different name number variations.
Hey, you wanted to invade everybody's privacy? Well, guess what?
Here it comes.
Send phone calls a second.
By the way, if anybody would like to have a definition right now of what the word irony means,
Okay, we should start a site. We'll register fuckcarnivore.com. And what we'll do is we'll set up, we'll have enough cult members that they actually live outside these guys' houses, and we'll set up webcams outside their homes. There'll be gargoyle watch on their houses.
Oh, no, we're only going to use this for national security purposes.
Yep. This is to make sure you're safe.
This reminds me of a conversation Sim and I had about counter spying on people that are always checking out on just
that's kind of like ordering
and just making sure you are on them 24/7.
Yeah,
sticking probes up their ass and
oh yeah,
cameras everywhere and say, oh, you don't like this?
Oh,
that's too fucking bad.
Yeah.
It's sort of like when the cops were watching Uncle Dax's place and we ordered him pizza.
Yeah, watch the watchers.
They were watching the place and they're all like,
they're watching friends up in carpets with their feet hanging out, carrying them back and forth.
Big bags full of white powder.
Like huge, we carried fucking 3 kilo freezer bags. You know, like, well, it looks like he's got more cocaine than probably busted in the last 10 years in the trunk of his car.
Wow.
They know we're here. what makes you think? Over here, well, we got one guy who's Vanna Whiting, the fucking cocaine bag, speaking of its quality.
The flowers by Irene Van pulls away.
The sign says cocaine arrow. Yeah, I think we're made here, boys. What do you mean? No, don't say anything. This is good fucking pizza.
We didn't quite go that far, but what we did do is we did put a person.
Pizza 222 wasn't that far off.
No, it isn't. We did carry out bags of, like, flour. And basically, we kept referring to things like as we walked out the thing, did you get the stuff?
Where's the guns?
We carried one of our friends out in rolled up in a carpet and put him in the trunk of the car and drove away.
That's too good.
And
he got the feet sticking out of the carpet.
This sounds oddly like a midlife crisis.
There's some cops sitting up there thinking the exact same that Desmond was thinking when the exhaust got kicked in his face going,
whoa,
what are you doing?
Looking to see if anybody's outside.
Oh, okay. Well, they've been out there for 5 years.
Why the fuck am I doing this? I'm 38 years old. I'm watching these fucking punks playing their role-playing games. I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm starting to understand what a saving throw is. Can somebody please get me the fuck off this mission here?
Shut up, Joe. We're getting overtime for this.
And that bastard says basically one more time, I'm going to shoot myself right here in this apartment, I swear to God.
Hey, Steve,
shut up. Roll initiative.
And so it goes.
Thank you, Zerstor.
What's this?
Oh, somebody named Spectre was being a dick in the IRC. But,
oh,
you know,
that's Spectre.
It's taken care of.
So Zerstor killed him, or what?
Spectre's been
We're going to do one more.
Yeah,
one
the
more.
IRC Ronan have taken care of him.
That's right. One more story.
Oh, yes. Clone Jesus.
Hallelujah, brother.
This is the
best second coming.
The second coming, yes. Clone Jesus is where they're going to go, take all of the remnants of Jesus, because there is, like, apparently some hair.
There's a shroud and
blood. The shroud of Turin has been proven fake.
Okay, well.
But there, yeah, it has. It was proven fake, like, 5 years ago.
You can get bags of teeth of Jesus, like, $5 a pop, right?
Hey, bags.
Well, he had rows upon. He was a shark.
Yeah, I just kept growing and growing.
There's a book called The Tomb of Christ, or The Tomb of God, which I have, which talks about the actual birth, like the body of Jesus was taken, and they have things where they say they know where the actual body of Jesus really is now.
like, because it was taken and...
They just haven't dug it up, huh?
Well,
they're
no,
waiting
they
for the right day.
It's an amazing thing. It's written by the same guys. It's an amazing thing. But anyway, they have this huge thing.
Waiting for Aldo Rivera to have his free time slot in his...
No, it talks about that fucking church. I don't have all the facts on it. I can't, but anyway.
Sean, I think I'm willing to believe Kurt Vonnegut, basically. No, not Vonnegut. What was his name? The guy who did Chariots of the Gods. What was his name?
Eric Van Danum.
Eric Van Danum, basically, a little bit more than I am this shit, okay?
Well, do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Yes.
What am I talking about?
You're talking about the supposed burial place of Christ.
Right. Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
I have no idea other than that. But anyway, the point is that the cloning of Christ, right?
Well, we have the cloning technology.
And
we have some bits of Jesus.
Apparently, there's some little tiny little tidbits and snippets and toenail clippings of Christ somewhere. And
we're ready to do it.
And we're ready to clone Jesus.
And the birth will take place December 25th, 2001.
Take it. Okay. I mean, okay, like,
that's
you think
awesome.
It's bad for some kid who's, like, all their siblings make straight A's. You think it's tough on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
Like, okay, you're the clone of somebody who, the eternal Lord and Savior.
Do your stuff.
Great act to follow.
Oh, what are the chances of,
it really wouldn't be that hard to clone Jesus. There's a couple of thousand in the Mexico City phone book.
Oh, which one?
But seriously, what they're going to do is they're going to clone... They're going to create an embryo, and they're going to impregnate a woman, a virgin, who's already volunteered to have a virgin birth.
Oh, of course, it's an immaculate conception.
Right.
They have to find...
I believe she's already volunteered, hasn't she?
I don't know where it is in here.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a
chance that I want to be the mother of Jesus.
So answer me a question.
I think that's called a media whore.
Yeah.
So is there going to be some place that we're going to have like a little... Are we going to have like a little shrine for like...
No, it's a media Mary.
The holy turkey baster that's going to basically do this deed?
The holy turkey baster.
I think
the sacred petri dish.
I think that... And in the bile of our Lord. And then think of the marketing possible.
I think this is... Perfect time for the Truman Show, right? Cameras on this guy the whole time.
You'll have the afterbirth of God.
It's like the Jesus Show. The snot.
The mucus, the urine.
Holy shit.
Holy diaper.
Holy yellow baby poo.
that's how I'll believe if it's the real Jesus Christ. If his first shit doesn't come out looking like something out of...
No, if it doesn't stink.
Yeah, if it doesn't stink. If his first shit doesn't stink, I'll believe he's really Jesus.
I'm a little bit harder convinced. I want to see him walk on water, fly, and heal a sick and shit like that. And I'll say, like, oh, you're Jesus, huh? Yeah. No, I don't think so, buddy. I just killed your guts.
3 days later.
You failed the test.
you dare? I'm like, I am back. Okay, here's my knee. Right on.
I'll be a monk. Omnone requiem.
Absolutely. At that point, I'd hire a professional. Well, maybe I fucked it up. Running Syria. I thought that did not. Slash! 6 days later, ding dong. Yeah, 6 days. He did a really good job. Sorry. He buried my head like in another continent. Give me a fucking break, would you? It's Jesus, the headless Thompson gunner, running through the desert. What would happen? Because it was a physical body, right? Like they spiked him, right? And then he rose in the flesh. That was the big deal, right? I'm in Transylvania. They used to kill people for that and put stakes through their heart. But anyway, I'm just thinking, what if you like killed Jesus and then cut off his head? And kept his head in like a bucket.
I'd like to thank you, Sean, because if we didn't piss up enough of the Muslims earlier on at the show, we definitely ended up here.
Oh, he's got to be fair.
Switch the head in the rock. See how many Muslims that pisses off.
Throw, there.
We've been worshiping
the
what?
Head of Jesus into the big rock. Right?
Where Cthulhu is.
We want to put his head in a jar and stick it right next.
We've been circling a holy
stick
what?
It right next to Nixon.
Who's God?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'll switch the rock of Mecca. There's people swarming all of this thing 24/7. Yeah, what are you doing? Ah, nothing. I got the... What's in the bag?
Why is it dripping?
Soap I sell Amway. I heard the rock was dirty. I'm here to clean it.
That's true. They are everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the Amway. Hemorrhoids. Can't get rid of them.
I'm just wondering, Corey Haim couldn't manage 5 years of being like halfway famous. Well, how's Jesus going to handle 30 years just waiting for him?
Who the fuck is Corey Haim? I know that name.
Corey Haim. The two Coreys. The two biggest pricks out of the 80s.
80s heartthrob actor boys.
I'd argue that last
one. Oh, you on the block?
Let me just
think. Child actors. I mean, not only was...
What happened to him? He's doing security with
Gary Coleman.
Yeah, I think he's mopping the floor at like the Betty Ford Center.
Yeah, I bet he's
gonna he's just taking out his rehab and manual labor now. He's just pretty much taking a shop back there. He scrubs the floors, changes light bulbs.
I don't really understand. That whole Drummond family just went to shit, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, she's doing porn and fucking.
Oh, no, she's also dead now.
She's also dead.
Also dead.
She killed herself.
She killed herself.
OD.
Yeah.
She was a
cutie. Yes, she was hot.
There's a bit of porn now.
What happened to the crew from Facts of Life? What happened to them?
He got fat.
Yeah, but what happened to them after that?
The black chick is the only
two, actually.
The black chick is the only one who still has a career.
Still on TV.
Yeah.
So Tootie didn't have to make Tootsie Rolls.
Woohoo! Actually, the blonde one, the blonde...
Blair?
The blonde, yeah. She was like a Christian music singer. And so she like showed up with like...
She looks like a Christian music singer.
I think perfect. She was wearing like... I don't know, she wore a hair up and they stoned her.
Why is it that all the chicks that look like... You may have to cover your ears for this one. You're not going to like this one.
That's smirk of death already.
Why is it that all the Christian music singers all look like these horrible, you know, these kind of like these bad amateur porn stars? If you look at a bad amateur porn star, they all look like, you know, like the Christian music singer, she's like, I'm your nose. And you're like, wow, I could tit fuck her. That's totally what you're thinking. Wow. You look at her, you look at all these amateur porn stars and Christian music singers, they're fucking mirror images.
What are you doing?
Do you think this is going to piss me off?
I don't know. I had a sudden bout of morality.
Same cut rate makeup people.
What are you doing? Oh! Christian music singers are fluffers. I mean, I've never seen somebody hold a mic like that before, you know?
Oh!
I don't
know. By their patron, St. Britney Spears. The pole dancing mouseketeer.
I don't understand, though. You have, you know, Dark One has all these pictures of Amy Grant kicking around.
I don't get that.
Yeah, but what do you do with them?
Amy Grant? Who the fuck's Amy Grant?
A Christian rock singer.
Disgraced Christian rock singer, actually.
Okay.
Disgraced for.
She did a song with the word. She wore a mini skirt.
Bitch.
Harlot.
It's a disgrace. Well, all right. Okay, I jerk off to Amy Grant. All right. Busted. Busted. I spunked on the image of Amy Grant. Yes,
you.
Right here. It is holy now.
One giant organized... Yeah, it's holy now. The entire civilization wiped off the face of the frame of Amy Grant. Thank you.
Are you ready for Tales in the Street? Or
sure.
You got one?
Do you want to do another rant before we do
Yes.
You got three of them.
We got to get through them. Jeez, we got to just...
2.5 hours, Brent. 2.5 hours. Everybody goes home.
Yeah, we got to...
We got the Christian music singers. We got the Muslims. We're not going to pick on the Jews tonight. They've already had enough shit in their life.
Old people.
Old people? Yeah, we'll play the old people one. What's the other one?
It's Work Hard.
Yeah, play Work Hard. Old people is a bad one to follow as well.
Is it? Okay. Here's something about Working Hard by Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email.
Join.
Glad I missed the cult.
Cult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. Join the army. You can do more before 8 a.m. than most people do all day. Like, what the fuck? Is that a selling point? He's like, oh, I want to work as hard as I possibly can my entire life. Remember about 5-10 years ago they were saying, don't work hard, work smart. Wow, that got kiboshed pretty quick, didn't it? Now they just want you to work super hard. I want my money to work as hard as I do. Fuck that. I want my money to work about 50 billion times as hard as I do because I don't like to work. I'd like to be a slacker, actually, because all this technology, all these advancements in our culture is supposed to make our lives easier. Not increase stress levels and make us all take Prozac. That's sort of the idea here. It's supposed to make you happier, better, beneficial. What are we seeing in this? No, we're being held and fed through every possible means to work as hard as you possibly can. Work that extra hour, take that distance, be mobile. Let's use our technology of laptops. Now you can work on the plane. You can work in the airport. You can work anywhere. I can work you until you fucking die. I can work you until you fall over and rot. Oh, in a wheelchair in the hospital? No problem. We can hook you right up with your handheld. With your last dying stroke, you will move that mouse button. That is the way it's gotta be, because we're part of the core political structure, and baby, that's what it's gotta be. Don't listen to Rant Radio while you're working. Don't do that, because they fill your mind with poison. They're a bunch of slackers. Slackers. Everybody's just slacker. You're a slacker. You're not working as hard as you possibly can. Fuck that. Fuck you. I have no time to work as hard as I possibly can. I want to work smart, make my money, and carry on and live my life my way. I'm not gonna sweat to fucking die bleeding colors for some company I don't even believe in. Fuck that. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
It's
exploiting ourselves for your benefit. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Batten down your hatches and lock your doors. It's Ronan Maddox time once more for Tales from the Street. This week's episode, I like to affectionately call Stop the Presses. This one happened to take place at a local paper plant, of course.
Oh, this is, yeah. This is
lots good of good machinery there.
There's a lot of bad recycled paper guys.
No, this isn't Psychotic Paper Cut, actually. This is actually a local newspaper. What happened was is...
The red copy?
Pretty much.
That's
yes.
Great.
Red and white and red all over.
Yeah. And that's not a nun with a spear through her head.
All right. So what's up?
As it happens, this new trainee happens to be working near these new presses.
As a lot of new there. A lot of new. Too much new there.
Oh, yes. These lovely presses are going through, and they're being demonstrated showing their new remarkable speed and efficiency that they have. The speed that they go at is something like 60,000 copies every...
60,000 RPM. Things like vibrating off the ground. Hey, it still can go higher.
Well, you have to try and image these things. Imagine, quite literally, something that's about twice to three times the size... of a destroyer engine.
The printing press became self-aware at
9:55. I'd almost believe it. So here's this new guy. He's on a catwalk going, hey, you know, what does this do? What does that do?
I feel like I want to jump.
No.
It's so no,
pretty. No,
it's
as
so
he,
beautiful.
As he's there... His earphones decided to, he just kind of twists his head and bumps it against his shoulder or something, and in go the earphones, starting to fall. So, of course, what does he do? He reaches out with his hand.
Precious earphones! My earphones!
Well, he doesn't want to stop production after all. I think it costs the company $100,000 an hour to stop the presses. I can't do that! I'll lose my job! Reaches out with the hand, grabs said phones, but said phones got caught on said paper. Said paper gives him just enough velocity to go up and over the edge. Yes, but thankfully his feet caught, so only his arm got caught initially between the two rolling presses.
Initially. I didn't miss that word, initially.
Initially.
But wait.
There's more. The foreman said, what are you doing? You're going to stop the press and kick the speaker.
Oh.
At which place Ronan Chariot sniped him. Anyway.
No, this is where the lovely call of, use the lockout, stop the press, as... the man's arm is caught and being effectively grounded to bits with a giant paper cut. Oh, quite literally. Now, I want you to imagine this. You have multi-ton wheels of just solid steel spinning at high velocity.
Oh, that's great.
So now it's getting caught up with those lovely bits of torn paper that are flying around at multiple thousand RPM. Huh. So now...
That would be amputated.
No,
there's like
actually,
no recovery for that.
Oh, no. Actually, ironically enough, the arm did not come off. But the fact that he was quite literally jammed in up to and including the shoulder...
Now, how the fuck are you going to extract him from that shit? Because my first aid training tells me that you're normally supposed to, like, if you're, like, impaled with something, you're supposed to cut the shit that's around it. So you've got these two multi-ton wheels. How the fuck are you going to get this guy out?
Oh, 9mm pill to the back of the head. No, this is where fire rescue comes in.
Ah, the really big jaws of life.
because what they did is once we got on scene, and here's this poor guy. You have to try and mention
when was this?
Oh, this is about... 5 years ago now?
Okay, carry on.
All right. You have said arm jammed in there, all the way up to the shoulder. Compressed, like, literally at its thinnest point, literally.
Thinnest paper! He's got a Bible print arm.
Yes, quite literally. Now, his arm went through and stayed intact, but went through.
How do you... Whoa, stop!
Intact.
He's got fucking... It's less than a millimeter thick. How the fuck can you...
No. I said, looking at it, it seems like, you know...
Oh,
intact,
if you look at it from the top, it looks fine.
Oh, it looks fine.
Very thin.
Oh, no. If you look at it all around, as a matter of fact, it looks enormously large. Very Popeye-esque, actually.
This would be the swollen.
This would be the swollen, every bone broken in...
Shattered.
Arm soup.
This is arm meat bag arm.
This is quite more than one joint arm. Yes, and, like, it's... The only reason it's holding its shape is because the blood has been compressed.
and it can't leave the arm.
It's a blood balloon arm.
It's a giant one giant blood balloon.
That's like pop it leaks out and then slowly.
No, actually, it wouldn't really leak out. It would actually more like squirt out.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
The pressure.
So yeah. Somebody popped his arm.
Oh no! Thank God. No, but there's this guy. He's just now. If that's not enough, remember said spinning paper.
Right, forgot about that.
Yes, there's said spinning paper does wonderful things when at those RPMs. As it turns out, you have something doing multiple thousand RPMs now flailing around, cutting you just like you would a paper cut. So you know, all over the side and back and front and face and legs of his body.
Well, he's had like 200,000 paper cuts.
He's had multiple hundred paper cuts.
Multiple hundred, like so. Without exaggerating, it would be 300 to 400.
Minimum 100 paper cuts, and noticeable, looking like knife wounds.
Okay, and how? Give us an idea on these paper cuts, like quote unquote. This is like an inch long, 2 inches long.
This is about an inch and a half to 2 inches long. Some went go just under the skin. Some went right into the meat.
Oh, that's great. Mm.
So a fair amount of blood everywhere, a fair amount of this, and somehow the guy is still alive. This is where we can come in and fire rescue comes in.
I'm sorry.
This is where Iron Will fails you. You should fall unconscious right about now for your own safety.
Right about now. This is when you keep the
brain
small canister
pain, shutting down.
You just go, fuck this, jump.
brain operating system, blue screened.
Yeah, where's my reset
that
button?
That would have been the kind thing. Unfortunately, we now have the shock emergency broadcasting system. The body is no longer receiving pain, so therefore it can continue to function.
Great.
Oh, great.
So the guy's just, imagine this, he's only about, you know, 20, 21 years old. It's like third day on the job.
Sucks.
Welcome to the machine. Like, literally. Like,
yeah. What happened here? Let's get a wrap around on this.
What happened here is
Fire Rescue showed up and said, fuck.
Fire Rescue shows up and goes, wow, how much is this press worth? That's a damn shame.
I would just have a boner for that kind of a job. You know what? There's a kid who's been working for you for 3 days.
He's fucked up.
And it would be bad. It'd be better if he wasn't fucked up. He's got a spike through his hand. And more than that, because of workers' comp, he'll never be able to use a hand again. So he'll get like, you know, $7,000 a month or some shit like that. So you're going to have to pay him for all of this, and I was there when you ran that story about how firemen overpaid and how you fucked us. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to utterly destroy this multi-million-dollar press.
Trip it to the bull.
Right down. So we have to start from the other end of the press and work towards the guy because we do not want to aggravate a shock condition. Oh! I'm a paramedic. You're a corporate fuck. I outrank you here. Excuse me. Say you don't want me to do it. I don't want you to do it. No, just say you really don't want me to do it. I really don't want you to do it. Oh, fuck you. Ask me again. Ask me again. Murray, you want to get Dave out of the office? He's embarrassing the fuck.
You like.
No, get him to ask me just one more time, boss. Please. God, please just make him ask me one more time. You guys are sick. Oh, call me dirty. That's it. You're out of here, Dave. All right, so.
Shower material for 2 months.
Sean, do you have any idea that you've just redone something I've done?
Oh, yeah. It's brutal. Anyway, go ahead.
Ask me again. So here we are. It's like, oh, wait, we have to carve him out of this machine. How do you want to do it? Well, do you guys want to help us prop up this machine, or do you want us to give us surgical cuts to this machine so that we can do it the most cost-effective way? Oh, no, wait. Oh, you guys don't have anybody here because it's a union shop, and it would take half an hour to get it? Boys, call in rescue.
Fire Rescue in Canada. I don't know if they have a similar thing in the States, but Fire Rescue is when it absolutely positively has to be destroyed overnight. They call Fire Rescue. You could drop the fucking Death Star on a guy. Fire Rescue will get him out. Fire Rescue have, like, lightsabers and shit, okay? They can, like, do that. Like, okay, Qui-Gon in the beginning of episode 1? Yeah, that's a Fire Rescue guy. He's coming through the basketball. This is impossible. Have you ever dealt with Fire Rescue before?
No, that's exactly. I don't think we will survive this.
Yeah, like, I don't think we will survive this. Fire Rescue is obscene. They will just simply, you know, they just send upon anything mightily. Locusts and God have army ants have fuck all on Fire Rescue. Okay. They're rabid psycho motherfuckers.
I used to play with the K-12. That is the fun. You have no idea how fun that is. It's a giant circular cutting saw.
Oh, yeah. It's pneumatically powered and has a diamond blade.
Yeah. It's like like the blades alone are worth like thousands of dollars.
Not, no, they're hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars. But I mean, it's just like lightsaber much. Quite literally, they'll cut through anything.
I'm bored with this car. I'm going to cut it in half.
I've cut through cars. I cut through a cement wall with this thing one time. That was the most fun I've ever had. Was cutting. You know, I'd hit the reinforced steel bars in there.
The rebar, yeah.
And it would be like bing. It just kept going.
It's like, catch you motherfuckers at a bad time.
I cut a BMW.
I'm jealous. That would have been sweet.
But that's another story.
This goes back to the basic male instinct of we want to destroy things. Anyway.
Anyhow. So Fire Rescue gets in there and goes, right.
Go get Joker Jed. He's going to love this one. Joker Jed's the guy with the wandering two eyes that can never focus on any one thing, who has the K-12, who runs in, and he runs with one in each hand.
The only reason he's still on is because he has enough seniority. He just goes,
they drive in with the like road warrior vehicle where he's handcuffed to the front, and they let him off the leash, and he runs at it, you know? That's Joker Jed running crazy with the K-12 to end Diamond Blades. He's really effective.
You don't say. Keep him away from the parking lot.
This is the guy who stands up against two Jedi, and they go, this is useless, and they run away. Yes, you may be Jedi, but do not fuck with Joker Jed and Twin K-12s.
He ran away. He had a K-12.
He had twin K-12s with two hands, and he's using them. Fuck you. He's Fire Rescue. I'm not going in there. There's Fire Rescue in there. All right, so.
So anyhow, they carve up only small sections of the machine as the multi-ton section of press kind of slides down about 8 inches. Fabunk. Well, now all this compressed blood goes rushing back into his body. You can literally see the arm
reinflate.
Just goes, just about to rupture, drain. Now it's kind of cold and kind of bluish.
Oh my god. I feel so bad for this fucking guy. Did you hey, go get, when Joker Jed's done, go get Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah.
And Dr. Feelgood's the guy who's like, you know, Keith Richards comes walking in and he's got he licks the end of the needle. And he's like, he comes up and puts his hand on the guy's shoulder and says, how you doing? I'm a lot of pain. And he goes, I know. Come with me. And he fades out of existence. And so does the other guy. And they do the Jedi thing and they cut his clothing out, you know, because eventually he's going to come back with Dr. Feelgood. And this guy's like, wow, man, we went and talked to God.
And he's a squirrel. I got a fence up my ass. You got to give me something to say.
You know what I mean? It's like, wow. You know, I want Joker Jed and Dr. Feelgood from the fucking meat wagon. That's what I want. Fuck that.
Yes, it's true. But in a long story short, much to the chagrin of workers' comp and the particular company there, the kid unfortunately did lose his arm. There was just way too much damage done.
I'll be paid for the rest of my life handily. How much did you have any idea what that would settle? We'd get?
Oh, a bit.
A lot.
That's
over a lot.
It's more than a bread box.
Yeah, with a cat in it. What I'd want to do is a radium cat. An iridium cat. You click it and it installs big radium codec. Okay, so what happens is that I would love to get an injury like that where you they don't know anything about tech and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Kennedy, you've been damaged on the job. You've had your spinal column cut. 3 days later, they perfect this surgery to reattach spinal cords because we're this close. And just after the settlement is made, you'll get $10,000 the rest of your life. Woohoo! And you're like, you go showing up, hey, can I have my surgery? Woohoo! Get your spinal column back. It's like, oh, my left toe tingles sometimes. But I get $15,000 a month. Yeah, baby! Yeah, and that was how Cult became corporately sponsored. I mean, now we just.
But this also goes, ironically enough, a little bit of thing. Now,
into the mic.
Now that I've done my little story here, a little tirade I'd like to bring out that I saw here. Now, locally here, we had ourselves a safety fair with fire rescue was here, fire departments locally, EMS was also here in a parking lot here.
Yeah, they're doing their Canadian Tire, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, doing that little demonstration. Well,
Joker Jed.
Oh, exactly. Dark Cutting.
Tire!
Bad. No, a little bit of a beef. Now, I don't understand the logic of this, but all along the main drag there, for an 8-block section, along either side of the road, I saw abortion protesters.
Around a fire rescue thing.
Around a fire rescue thing.
Huh?
From 56 to 64th.
Why were they there?
Well, you see the
a lot of people
the safety fair there, and you know it's a tribute to people who save lives. So therefore, they have to put in their two bits worth
because they're saving lives too. And their little fucking twisted.
I'm so glad. When was this, Saturday?
This was Saturday.
I'm so glad I was out getting drunk today and getting
shot. These are the same people that are co-opting like Remembrance Day and shit.
Where are they?
Co-branding.
Maybe they were protesting Future Shock because that really is an abortion.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
It really is, yeah. I'd like to steal something from Bill Hicks here. Blatant theft. Thank you. I'm rather divided on the whole abortion issue. You know, some people think that the abortion... You know, abortion processors are sick fucks, you know, and that they're just sick fucks, that's it. And other people say that they're cosmically stupid. and there's a big problem there. There's a divide, you know.
Yeah, we got to bring these people together.
I think we should all come together and just understand that they're cosmically stupid, sick fucks. Under one banner, people. You know, what are these guys? They're pro-life. What, are they going to link arms outside a cemetery? How fucking committed are you to this? He's dead. He got hit by a bus.
There are options.
Fuck you.
What really gets me is they go along. Well, first of all, they tie into the fact that, you know, they're saving lives just like EMS, just like fire rescue, just
bullshit!
Like hang on. Now you take...
They
okay,
think they're saving lives.
Let's take their logic. Oh, we're saving lives. That's great. Okay, you're telling people to go out there and, you know, don't kill your child? Okay, now let's look at it this way. Counter perspective. Okay, we now have a mom who now doesn't believe in abortion, who now has five kids. But because she has five kids, she can't properly clothe them or feed them. Your group, who told her not to do the fucking abortion because she couldn't afford
help
it, are you willing to support her and help her feed the child,
don't do
clothe
it.
The child,
but
go to school,
kid,
and become
fault.
A productive person in quote-unquote society? No, you're never there. You're just there taking your fucking tithes.
Oh, yeah.
Rodents are it, point, counterpoint. Point. Abortion's bad. Counterpoint. But killing doctors is good?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I had to walk by that. I had to walk through that for, about three blocks yesterday.
Yeah,
now,
enjoy.
Okay, one thing that I found was interesting, that approximately half the protest was for too young to know what sex is.
Oh, yeah. When I was passing by today,
oh,
it's
no,
all
they
like,
know what sex is. They know what's
it's
bad.
A, it's a modern
it's
day
bad.
Child crusade.
They know what's bad.
Anyways, so walking by, and there's all these people with, families, like little babies holding up signs saying, abortion kills children. Aw, isn't that cute? You're exploiting your babies. Isn't that charming?
Yeah, isn't that nice?
And people are driving by and, throwing at me, hurling at me, screaming obscenities at them. What did that man say, Daddy? I don't know.
I called you a slut, honey, because he's going to hell.
Hi, on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Drexel.
Hey, Drexel.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing? What's up?
Turn my radio down, or...
You bet. I think you're going to turn your radio down. You're getting confused.
Wow, there's an option.
You're going to pipe in on the abortion?
Yes.
Are you going to argue this point?
I drove by the Surrey, is that where it was? Was that Surrey Memorial?
All over.
Oh, it was all over creation. It was a unified strike.
Surrey Memorial, and they were all the way up the street with their little signs, you know, Jesus saves and abortion kills, you know, blah, blah, blah.
That's
well,
it.
I actually called you, Sim, and I was going to see if we could get, say, three or four people down there with their own size.
Oh, yeah, we got some plans going on here.
This is what Shovel 1 will be for.
My idea was we could find one of these and put ourselves in there with our own signs and take a few pictures.
Oh.
And see how long it took them to realize that it said, you know, whatever.
RantRadio.com.
You know, whatever.
Abortion kills children with smiley faces on it.
Lose some weight. Kill your baby.
Yeah. At the time, but I can't think of them right now.
That's okay.
Last time I had to deal with these people, I'm trying
to... Well, you know, there's lots of things to say about that. Honest, I've gotten a million of them to say.
Okay, say what the hell then.
All right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm being hung up on. What the hell?
The justice. Tell me one thing before you go there, Drex.
What's that?
Would you actually argue for 500 years with those assholes?
I was going to call you that, too.
Was I right? Were you saying, motherfucker, I would argue for 500 years?
What I was saying, actually, was, I heard that.
Excellent. We'll talk to you later, bud.
Bye.
What the hell?
Last time I had to deal with these fuckers, this was like 2 years ago. I'm trying to cross the street.
And they're like,
and they said, no!
No, no, no. They're like,
Kill your baby!
Don't do it, Dak!
I'm trying to cross the street, and they're like, I'm like, can I please get through, you fucking people? And they're like, you know, you shouldn't have that attitude. We're just trying to save lives. And I'm like, look, save your own lives. Get the fuck out of my way.
You've mistaken me for someone who won't light you on fire. Hi there. My name's Desmond. And this is my flamethrower.
There is some scary shit out there. Like, one of the things I had to do, look up with my with a privacy project I had to do for class a few months back was, yep. Apparently, like, they decrease. There's, like, Every Woman's Health Center is a place in Vancouver area, which is an abortion clinic. It also provides other health services, incidentally, but most people...
No, it's evil. That's all it does.
It's an abortion clinic.
And
there was this one guy who was... He had taken down... Like, he's like a well-known wingnut, and...
well-known fucking psychopath.
And he had taken down the license plate numbers of every car that was parked. Mm-hmm. Around the clinic on a certain day, and he wanted this is a different story.
No, I know what you're talking
different
about.
Different story. And he was going to ICBC and saying that he had a legal right to know the names and addresses of everybody who was parked around that place.
Does he?
Yeah, and he actually had the nerve to like make implicit threats to the privacy commissioner over this.
If we can
real smart
made dating scenario a lot easier about 5-10 years ago.
One day, I will sit there and pray to whatever gods, Wiccan gods, Cthulhu gods, whatever. But one day there will come a day. And that day will be when an abortion doctor is walking into his office, you know, and he's got his bodyguards, and he gets inside the office and he thinks he's cool. Okay? And he's in his office and he's walking around. And he's just doing about his business. He goes out. He's going to go out back and have a smoke. Because he always, you know, goes out back and has a smoke. He goes outside there, and there's a guy there. And the guy hits him with a pipe, and he falls down, and he starts to beat him, but he's worried he's going to be seen. So the cowardly fucker kicks him a couple times and begins to run, but fails to notice the sun glinting off a strange black box, which is looking down fixed to a foam ball. And he will get to the end of the alley, and then he will turn. And then when he turns the alley, he will see a large, large person with a hand very much like Meat Hook's. And he will be waiting for him there. And then everything will go black for that poor, unfortunate motherfucker. And the doctor will never really know what exactly happened. But some Ronin somewhere has got a little pair of hands tied to his belt. Okay? Because I swear to God, if I ever caught one of these guys who, like, I'd love to just hang out in front of the abortion clinic, you know? Just hang out there. Take like a bunch of your big friends, go down there, sit with your cult jackets on and fucking lawn chairs right in front of the doorway. And they sit there and they come outside and say, you guys can't come. Oh, we're not protesters. You're not. No, we're on your side. Actually, we're eating our lunch. Yeah, that's what we're doing here. Why don't you give us a day? Give us 5 hours. If you have any problems, you can come out and tell us to leave. But give us 5 hours, and they'll say, okay, this is really weird. And then the first protester comes up and links arms. We just go back and forth. Excuse me, you're in my way. Excuse me, you're in my way. What are you guys? We're really bad and we're angry. And we're also protecting freedom of choice. And if you don't get the fuck out of my way, I'm going to break both your arms. Okay? Thank you. Oh, physical contact. That constitutes force. Buck. Smack. You know what's neat? When I make a certain hand gesture.
No punches or kicks were thrown at any time.
When I make a certain hand gesture, the sniper knows that means I want him to shoot you. Watch this. See that can over there? Whoa, 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 ping! Isn't that neat? That's fucking cool, huh? Hey, your foot's on fire. Bang! Ah! That sucks a lot. Hey, your car tire pop! Ah! That's a neat fucking trick, eh? The fuck off my lawn, you cocksucker.
I'd like someone, if anyone, can I ask your cult members to do me a favor?
What's that? No, you can ask me and I'll see whether or not it's a go.
Okay, I'd like them to have a long talk with the various pro-choice or pro-life action groups down in the States and explain to them to stop sending hate mail to Planned Parenthood in Canada. In the States, Planned Parenthood has something to do with abortion. In Canada, it has absolutely nothing to do
With abortion.
With abortion, but it has the same name as the one in America.
And so they're sending hate
mail. So the morons that you have down there across the border are sending notes and death threats and, like, up here to Canada.
They're
to,
like, what the hell?
You're combining condoms, damn you!
We're going to come up and blow up your igloo. So
I have a question. Wow. Is Planned Parenthood here, are these the pro-lifers?
No, Planned Parenthood in Canada is just for, like, helping, you know, really poor families.
Oh, I see, but they're sending death threats.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't help you there because cult members don't talk to pro-life people.
Okay.
Unless they're saying, fuck you, get out of my way.
Yeah, unless it's, excuse me, you're in my way.
Well,
you're in my way.
Maybe somebody would like to get on the net and just send a note to one of their webpage explaining.
Oh, no, because then you're an agent. No. They won't believe you.
Just explaining it to them that basically in Canada we have nothing to do with that. You fucking morons!
Yeah. You know, there was a time on a rant radio show, on the What the Hell show, where I could just run off at the mouth, you know? Or I could say to do things and light things on fire and blow shit up and set people on fire and kill people and shit.
Those are the good old days.
Back when there was more people in the studio than there were listening. But I think we have like 90 people in the IRC right now, and we have like 1,000 people probably listening. So I can't really say, you know, hey, someone should go spike somebody in the head. Hey, excuse me, you've got a mic pick in your
head. Go spike somebody in the head.
No, I can't.
No, don't do that.
I can't do that. And unfortunately, as much as I hate these pro-life fuckers, they have every right to be out there on the road carrying their signs. They got every right to do it, and I, as much as it fucking just,
oh no, I agree.
God,
with you.
Double standards, fuck, oh God, you bastard.
Because you wouldn't want to be prevented from being in the
I do agree allowing them to fucking protest.
Oh yeah, they've got to be able to do it. It's just a minute, and they're even should be allowed to stand in front of the clinic and yell and scream.
But the minute they stop
the minute they touch somebody, that's one of you primates, so much as touches me, this is my boomstick, okay?
It's like, on.
It's fucking on, and that's what you do. Some woman's coming down the block, you go, don't worry, I'm here to help you. Take my hand, we're going to walk inside that building, and no one's going to touch you. Do you understand me? And you just have this little pathway, this little cult pathway that's walking along. And the first
all the K's on the ground.
You're killing your baby. Smack, you knock that guy's fucking teeth right out the back of his head. Boom, oh, thud. The next protester's going to think about it.
Whoa.
What are you? I'm angry.
Dave got it bad.
See this thing on the arm? You know what that means? It means free choice. Fuck you. That's what the K means. Suck it, bitch. This chick's going inside. Problems? Got a hand sign.
It's learning fucking sign language.
I'm here to tell you, it's just bullshit, man. I can't sit there and flex anymore. I can't sit there and go, yeah, we should fucking do that. But I tell you, we got to let these guys have their say. As much as it pissed me off, we got to let them have their say.
No, I have no problem letting them have their say.
Same with the White Aryan Resistance guys. You know how tempted I am to create, like, fucking Project 6 million Jew payback? And we just go and shut down porn sites? Or shut down fucking Aryan Resistance? Like, White Aryan sites?
That's just kind of pissed about Poland.
Yeah. It's a good thing they're out there with their signs. We know who they are.
Yeah. That's when you want it. That'd be an awesome thing to do. Next time you see those fuckers out there with
signs,
go on
the street, start writing things down.
Go on the photo and start taking pictures of them
and writing things down.
I know that you're an activist who's responsible for killing doctors.
Oh.
Take pictures of their kids. They'll love that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm going to follow you, man. Home, and I'm going to make note of where you live.
No. No, yeah, why
you
fucking
are
not?
You're
no, wait a second.
Accountable for anything that
happens. No, I want to know, would it be illegal for us to actually take photos of illegal. All these people?
What's They're that? In a public place. They're making a public protest in a public place.
Following them home is bad. That's why we have webcams.
You have a lovely
But taking a photo of
no,
these people.
No, that's threats.
Taking,
no,
it's not. Taking photos is actually perfectly legal. Unfortunately, the corollary is that they can also legally take photos of women entering abortion clinics and distribute them as they please. Hmm. You know, that's the sort of negative corollary.
I'm fucking sorry, man. I swear to God, like, there should be, like, some kind of a pathway organization, like the railroad. You know, you just take my
railroad.
Hand. We're gonna walk down this street. You got, you know, you'll eventually, when there's like 1,000 cult members in a city, and we got like 500 Ronin.
Project Underground Railroad.
You know, whenever you want to go kick the living fuck out of someone who desperately deserves it, you sign up. And for that one day, you sit there with all your friends, you're drinking a few beers out there, or no, you can't drink, but you're drinking a few peppers, you know, and you're like, yeah, okay, hey, we got another winner, right on.
So, Sean, you do something like that, you know you won't be able to get my name off a list.
Oh, I realize that. You'd be a special guest star.
You'd have to do the printing with my name already, like, on all the prints.
It would
my name would be on the top there.
You know what's really sad about that whole thing is that probably most of the women that are going into those clinics are not going in there for abortion. They're going in there for health reasons.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
they don't
say, I'm not going in for an abortion because they really don't want to tell you, you know, they have some sort of infection or something.
Sim and I were looking at a site.
I've had a yeast infection for the last 19 days. I want to have it taken care of.
Thank
you. I'm going in here, and now I have to fucking deal with these morons?
Yeah, not only that, there is a page I've seen. You go around the web, you can find these anti-abortion textbooks that teach you.
They're brutal.
They are fucking brutal, like things you write on the sidewalks like, Mommy, don't kill me. Things like this is what they write, and they put pictures up and shit. But the neat thing is, they have these totally warlike measures where they stop sewage systems. They teach you how to break
glue units, locks.
Glue locks. Do all this kind of stuff. What I think is neat is you wait till there's an abortion center in your area, right? Because you know they're going to use these tactics. Now, you can't sit there. Now, this isn't telling you what to do. I'm just saying, what does this be neat?
Just supposing.
If you were to go and read their literature, okay, so you know the tactics they're going to take where they're going to go into a sewer line. And they go down into the sewer line, they walk along, and they're going to find that pipe. Wouldn't it be amazing? They're sitting there, they're walking along, and they got the flashlight up, and they're plugging up that pipe there, and they look over, and in the sewer there's a cult member who says, "Hi there! I was just in the area. Seems you're plugging up the pipe here. This is my pipe. I'm going to beat the shit out of you now."
First of all, pardon me, but do you work for the city?
Excuse me, I'm looking for my dog. Have you seen my dog?
Sean?
This is my hand sign. Fuck.
Sean, guess what's right here in Langley?
What's that?
Do you know there's one of those anti-abortion...
We know where it is.
I know exactly where that anti-abortion shop is.
We know where it is.
I've sat outside and I've... Oh, yeah. It's like they have all the literature, all the bumper stickers, all the, everything. Okay, they're like the hardcore bigots. And they're the book-burning, psycho-foaming-at-the-mouth Christians. Yeah. Actually, they're nuts. They're not really Christians.
Those people.
Yeah. And I've sat outside. You can see me. They should get video footage of me standing outside, grabbing the door, and then walking away, and then thinking about it, and going, "No, those are my fucking bananas." And I want to get back in there,
picking up a rock.
And I'm like, "Oh, I fucking hate you. Oh God, I hate you people. Oh, fuck!" And like the cops are, "Mr. Kennedy, how you doing? Another identity crisis. I really hate these fucking guys. I know your pain. I know you want to." Go grab a cop. Sure, I can do this, you know. I gotta take you to jail if you do this. I mean, come on. We did this yesterday. No, really? Come on. These fucking guys. These guys. I got a pepper here. Okay.
Okay.
And that's pretty much where it is, you know, the fucking trail of Dr. Pepper's going off. What do you got?
Time for Gross Hospital Stories.
Yeah.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for gross stories with your old Uncle Dak on Rant Radio.
What are you doing, Dak?
It was just the number on the clock. Sorry.
Oh God.
Hey, anyone wants to piss off Uncle Dak, they can flood like the IRC with twos every time he does it. He'll have no hope.
Please don't flood the IRC.
No, don't flood the IRC. I was kidding.
Well,
I retort. Never mind.
Anyhow,
what's going on?
Gaysai didn't mention it. I spent 5 years.
How long?
5 years working at a hospital, and in that time, I saw many gross and disgusting things. One of the things I saw once this time was this. Now, it appears this guy was doing some work at a mill.
Ooh, a mill story.
From a printing press to a mill.
And they have this bar that's called a feed line. It basically what it does is it has little, it's like a chain with these little hooks that takes the logs.
Hooks, chain.
What was that? What do you guys die?
They're filling the RC with twos. Please stop. Someone will get mad at me.
You don't say things like that.
Sorry.
No more twos.
Okay, please.
So now,
seriously, guys, stop
this
it.
This chain has hooks on it. This chain carries various things, the logs, into...
It's like Hellraiser.
Yeah. Now, kid, I don't know how long he was working there. Anyhow, before that comes down, before you actually get to it, there's a point where there's an actual kind of a bar that comes down that prevents things from getting dragged into it.
Theoretically.
Theoretically. No, 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 actually, this stopped. But now, this kid is working. He's feeding the logs in. And the bar comes down every time, you know, after each log, the safety bar comes down.
Safety bar.
Safety bar. And
his, big, big,
from
huge
now, from
bar.
What apparently happened was, as he's feeding it in, his glove got caught on one of the hooks. His glove got torn off, and his hand went right up to the safety bar, and the safety bar came down on his hand.
Safety bar.
Good safety bar.
Yeah. Now, guess what? At this point, he was completely unhurt. There was no cut from the hook that went into the glove. The safety bar
initially
had done absolutely no damage to him other than it was holding his fingers.
This is when the crows came by and dropped an anvil on him.
No. If he had calmed down, somebody would have went over, pushed a button, and it would have stopped. And it doesn't cost like $100,000 to stop a mill line.
He's like, oh, God.
He sees the hooks. He sees the chain. He sees the blades from the thing. And he freaks out.
No shit.
And he yanks his hand back as hard as he can.
And the hook catches his hand.
No. The safety bar holds on to his fingers.
Okay.
And he degloved himself. To explain what a degloving is, all the skin on your hand is one piece.
That's horrible. Hold on. You try to tell me here that he had enough strength to pull back, to pull all the skin effectively off his own hand?
Yes.
Hollow man.
Adrenaline being what it is, I could probably buy that.
Yeah. I've been on a few coyotes.
It's like Hollow Man, except real.
So, wow, I bet that stung.
So now his hand is
skinless.
Skin free.
Skin.
Being degloved. Being degloved. Remember I told you, the kid pulled his
when
own
you're
hand?
Spinning anything. It's very, very quick. All you have to do is the first cut. Once the first cut's been done,
really?
It comes off really, really fast.
Really?
Yep.
Because you have all that anti
going
against like this.
Yuck.
So it's just, oh, it goes really, really fast.
So the kid comes in.
Your knowledge
with
is harrowing. High five.
The kid comes in with his hand wrapped up. Now, what should have happened is the first aid attendant should have, like, grabbed the kid, put him down, wrapped his hand up, called an ambulance, and they should have come and taken him.
Yeah.
That's what should have happened.
What did happen?
Walk he panicked.
Off.
He screamed. He's running around. So what do? They grab him and they throw him in one of the cars, and somebody drives him up to the fucking hospital. So
skinless.
He comes in holding his hand as nothing but bones and muscle.
Wow.
You're like, whoa. Hey, what happened?
Where's the skin? Oh, we left it.
Ding!
Okay. That would have been useful, the skin?
Yeah, the skin would have been useful.
The only thing I have to say about this is I can understand why this guy would be so scared. I have been in a mill before. And those machines that take the bark off of logs is two huge rollers that have spikes coming out
yes.
of them.
Yes.
The debarker, and it just grinds the bark off the log.
Yeah, it's like, ow, everything in this place can kill me. The door stop to the front door of this place ripped a guy's leg off last week. Like, those are notoriously, like, fucking limb be gone.
Barker would be scared of this place.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't cleaning up this shit. You got skin detail.
The other scary thing is they do have a guy sitting up in a booth on top of the mill
with a rifle.
He's got a whole bunch of fucking buttons in front of him.
That's all he does.
Big red buttons. He sits there and he watches.
The red button
and
man.
When something happens, he hits the button.
Yes.
The machine.
The Homer Simpson type job.
I want a nervous son of a bitch up there.
No, the problem is.
Problem!
He's got too close!
The problem is.
What are you doing? You got too close!
The problem.
No, you leave him alone.
Yeah.
You leave him alone.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. That would be a good thing. But the problem is it. The Homer Simpson works up there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I'm not kidding.
And they plant, like, the there's blood spraying against the window of the booth, and he's like...
Got the little bird with the waters on. Everything's okay, yes. Everything's okay, yes.
The windshield wipers automatically. The windshield wipers kick
in. It's like the bones are starting to jam the machines up from the workers. Like, workers are grabbing other workers, and they're fishtailing.
workers everywhere being thrown by the fragments of bone.
Like, the worker, like, you know, part of the guy's foot hits him in the head, and he's like, Jesus Christ, I'd want a mutant fucking chihuahua up there. I'm going to need a bigger box. Everything stops. People walk into the fucking building. Door opened. The door opened. It's a red light for a door. Door opened. We got to get rid of this guy. You shut the fuck up. I swear to God, because you'd like be working, you'd be sweeping a catwalk, you fall. Ah! Whirling towards the blaze! Ah! And nervous fucker's like, ah, bang! Stops and you fall, bang! And you hit him because they're not sharp enough to actually cut you. You like crawl out of the chipping machine. And you immediately go over and begin giving the nervous guy a blowjob.
And then you clean your shorts.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Oh my God. Like that motherfucker, I would pay him myself. No. No, we will kill anyone else you put in there. We want Jumpy Jed up there in the corner. Thank you.
And continue.
Unpause. Sorry.
Unpause.
Please take some red pills. Anyway, sorry.
No, that was the end of my story. Just the we brought him in.
So
what happened
to this kid?
We shipped his ass off to Royal Columbia because there's nothing we're going to do. He's going to need skin grafts to maybe save the hand.
Really?
Oh. Perfect time to lose some weight in the ass.
Yep.
Yeah, totally.
Got some extra skin on that ass. Yep. That'll grow back.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So that's basically it. That's what a degloving
is. If you lose any parts of yourself, take them with you.
Yes, very important. Whether it be skin on your hand or your chopped off penis, please bring them with you to the hospital.
I had a guy lose his finger when I was working at Pro Farm. It was like a canopy making place. And I was the first aid guy there. Yeah, the catch cutter. Yeah, it's like, the guards on the blades get in the way. And so we take all the guards off of the blades.
Wow.
Yeah, holy workers top fucking. This is back circa 92.
92, yeah.
Yeah, 92, 93. And I was really good there, but like, imagine, I want you to pick up a Dr. Pepper can at home, okay? And you have a bar on the side of the Dr. Pepper can, which has a button. So when you squeeze it, it squeezes the button into the Dr. Pepper can. And on the one end of the Dr. Pepper can spinning sort of, horizontally, is this tiny little skill saw blade, okay, which is like micro thin, and it's like it's all pneumatically powered. So you squeeze it, it goes, right?
Let alone the guy that used to be able to do Led Zeppelin with it.
Yeah, so he's like sitting there, and you'd be able to go, right? And there was a guy who was there, which is true. He could sit there and do like, because that was the song at the time, he'd go, right? And I knew if I could ever do that, I would quit and walk away immediately. That's it, I walked.
I've been there too long.
I'd be working, and then I'd try to do it. I couldn't do it. I'm like, okay, I'm okay. And I keep going. So sometimes you'd wear these face guards with this thing.
Sometimes.
Because, well, it's really hot. You're working with plastic. It's shitty. So a lot of times you don't, right? And there's a couple of really great stories of catch cutter incidences that went, you know, could have went bad but didn't.
Oh, yes.
And, like, a guy's, he normally doesn't wear the face mask. He puts the face shield on. He's cutting. And, of course, the blade's spinning towards his body, right, because that's how you kind of manipulate this thing. He goes, blade breaks, which happens commonly. Pang, the thing comes up and sticks right over his left eye through the mask. You know, like
held in the mask.
Melted into the mask about a centimeter from his eye. He then stops, puts the device down, takes off the mask, does not take off his car, goes outside, gets in his car, and drives home. And everybody's watching him. They're like, fuck. Right? And what happened? And they show him the mask, and they're like, where is he? He went home. Okay, then. Okay. Yeah, that's all good. The other one was there's guys, and what they do is they would hold like a, imagine holding a billboard, and you like brace it on your leg. This is totally not what you're taught to do. But guys, of course, do this because, you know, they're fucking stupid. Yeah. And they're sitting there, and he's cutting, and you got the thing spinning towards your body, going, and occasionally it'll catch the plastic. And then, of course, the RPM translates, and it turns into a large running wheel. So he goes, bang, and it goes off his body, goes down, and cuts across his crotch. Bang, bang, bang. And everybody stops, because they're all talking. And there's six guys. And they just saw him, and his jeans, like, split open. Right? And his pants are hanging there right across his balls. And everybody stops.
Waiting for the blood.
And they're like, oh, my God, what just happened here? Now, the guy, nobody moves for, like, about 15 years. Okay? This guy does not move his feet. His toes go through the bottom of his shoes.
Do the cartoon scroll.
And he goes to the bathroom, which is where people, men, go to die. You know? And guys are like, well, if he's cut his nuts off, I'm not going in there, because at least we'll let this guy, you know, finish the job by himself. He cut his nuts off. What happened? Is he hung himself. I see. He goes to the bathroom. The whole factory has stopped. No one said a word. Slam! Right? His body has not changed. He is still in that. It's like, imagine a Quake figure moving without running, and it just looks like he's in that position. That's what he looks like. So he goes, slam, door shuts. And we're all waiting. We're like, holy fuck, this could possibly be the worst injury I've ever had to deal with. And I'm trying to remember, how exactly do you put a guy's scrotum back in his body?
45.
I'm like, just tape. Scrotum, scrot, seething, septic, scrotum, yeah. So he comes outside smiling a lot, more than a little bit, with like, glistening with sweat running down his chest and everything. He's like, I'm fine! And a triumphant cheer went up among You know what I mean? And this story, of course, was retold and retold. Every time somebody would, like, hold the board and try to cut it like that, the story was told, and they would sit them down, start a fire, and they would relay this tale. But apparently, it cut through his jeans. It cut through his underwear. There was even some pubic hair caught up in the rotor of the Kex cutter.
Oh. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes,
but it did not take off anything. No
that's
skin.
Close.
And that's close.
That's when, like...
Kex cutters should not be used as an epilady.
Remington was jealous.
And the guy's like, I'm going to sweep. For the rest of my life, I am never going to touch one of these devices again. At this point, you know, you'd, like, go home and, like, you know, you go outside and, like, an anvil or the landing gear from a 747 falls out of the plane and destroys your car. And you're like, that's cool. That's cool. I'm cool with that, you know?
I would walk home and masturbate because I could.
I would walk home and fight against Americans for purity. It's like, oh, my God. You'd be like, that's cool, God. That's square. You know, go home. Your house is gone. I'm cool with that, too.
Got my nuts. Everything's in check.
Five bikers are waiting for you, and they got the wrong guy, and they kicked the shit out of you for 2.5 hours. You're like, right on. Didn't kick me in the nuts. I'm all good. It's all good. We're all fine here. Anything else? You got anything else for me? God, give this guy a blowjob over here, too. Nervous jet. I'm serious. I was just like, holy cow. But, yeah, that's when God, seriously, like, you owe somebody. Like, I don't know, whatever deity shows up, I'm paying homage to. That's it. End of list. Holy fuck.
Time to open the phone lines?
I think so.
We're going to play your rant.
Another one?
Third rant. Yeah, old good people.
Job. All right, and then the phone lines are
going to
be open.
And then during the phone lines, we're going to play Smokehouse's thing that
okay.
he sent in. Smokehouse's
sure.
Rant. So here's Sean Cann, old people.
Always commercial free. You're listening to Rant Radio. It's time for another rant. Get ready to listen to Sean Kennedy, the cult leader. For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. Sean Kennedy here. I was down at Hunter O'Ryan's favorite hangout, the Tim Hortons, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking around and there's a lot of really old people at the Tim Hortons, you know? And one of them walks up and they're trying to use their bank card to direct payment for some donuts, okay? I'm not even going to start on why it is that old people have to use a bank card to buy their donuts anyway, but you're going to think that this rant, oh, Sean's going to go off about those stupid old people trying to use technology. But you know what? That's some scary shit. Everybody in our society just shits on old people, eh? There's nothing more frustrating than an old person in front of you in a lineup and they're taking their time, they don't know what they're doing. Holy fuck, just press the buttons, lady, let's go. Go, go. But wait, these people have lived their entire lives, and all of a sudden the last 20 years, bang, computers are in their face. Now they're totally distracted. What about the people who were 60 20 years ago? They're 80 now, they've had no time to adapt to all this structure, and now they're the victims. Think about it, how many old people are cool in media? You never see it. After the age 40, they fucking fall off the planet. We look at all our old movie stars and go, oh, they used to be young, they used to be cool, but now they're not, they got old. Old is not dead. Old is very valuable. I'd love to see Rant Radio cater to old people. I'd love that. I'd love for them to tune into us and think that we rule, because we're not. We're just telling all the corporate people that they suck. They suck. They suck. The corporate people suck, and they know it. We know it. Everybody knows it. After age 65, people begin to realize what's important in life. They start to realize that treating people is actually important. You should take time and understand that these old people are really being treated like victims. We don't want any more victims. Fuck that. I want these people to be able to just give them the time of day, for fuck's sakes. Let them take a minute. If they're having problems, help them the fuck out. Imagine you were dropped off some alien planet with all this tech. It's some hard shit, man, when you've already lived your whole life. So all I'm saying is, hey, let's be cool to the old people for a change. Let's deny the modern media. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268.
Are you feeling lonely in your cyber world? Well, you can call toll-free the What the Hell Show right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268. So you can speak your mind and join the chaos.
Welcome.
Perfect. Ring, 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 ring.
And then they hung up.
And then they hung up. Well, the phone lines are
open. The old people thing. A couple of years ago, I started thinking about kind of that shit. And I thought, oh, I saw an old person trying to use a bank machine, an ATM. Mm. And it got me thinking, okay, this has happened to them. What the fuck's going to happen to us?
Yeah, no
yeah.
shit.
What's when gonna it, come out?
Yeah, it,
what's wrong
computers?
With you, Grandma? You can't use a you can't even use a basic neural interface. What's wrong with you?
Hurry up. Yeah, these people go. What do you mean you don't want to get on the transporter? I saw the betas for these. I'm not getting in the goddamn transporter. Okay, me and Dr. McCoy. Who's Dr. McCoy? Fuck you, Junior. Okay, fuck you. Come talk to me when you see the alpha of this thing and what it did to the monkey. Okay, I want something to be the same fucking species when it comes out of one of these things. The first bucket monkey that went through one of these transporters.
Bucket monkey.
Okay. I'm sorry. I want to make sure my skin's...
I do not wish to...
You have to pour the test subject into a bucket to get it out of the lab. I'd say the... Splush. Everything came through with the bones. This is when you really want to know. Is the monkey alive and dead inside
the bones turned off.
What's in the other transporter cube? His bones. What's in this one? I don't know. He's both living and dead at the same time.
I can't remember how that Hitchhiker's Guide rhyme went. So I teleported once one day with Ron and Sid and Meg. Ron stole Maggie's heart away, and I took Sydney's leg.
Oh. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Josh K.
Hey, Josh K. How you doing?
I'm okay. I got two short little stories for you.
Okay.
What's up?
I don't know if you guys remember way back when I first started listening to the show.
I do.
I remember.
I picked up IRC, and we were talking about people who lost entire parts of their life to IRC.
That's right.
Yeah.
Guess what?
You lost your entire life to IRC the past 2 years.
Yep.
And now you've opened your eyes and said, hey, the world has changed.
So
no, just IRC is there now. So.
So you're just like, I'm hopelessly lost and I'm an IRC addict. Okay, that's fair. I embrace that.
Hey, good for you, Josh. Good for you.
First step is admitting.
We're all there. So what's the second story?
I used to hate Dr. Pepper.
That's okay. You're being honest. No, we're here for you, Josh.
I used to hate Dr. Pepper, too.
Everybody used to hate Dr. Pepper, Jay.
I did, too. When I
it used to make me literally sick, though. Like, I would puke in things.
And now?
It's all that's in my fridge.
How does that happen, Josh? How does that happen, you know? But it's a slow process, this healing, you know, that happens. The digital persuasion. You got to understand that IRC and Dr. Pepper, Josh, it's not the problem, Josh. It's the solution, okay? It's like what Dak said. The solution for IRC and Dr. Pepper is more IRC and Dr.
Pepper. Yep.
That's what you need. Go forth, and teach others. You know, be an example to them about how they can go and solve the problems by their life by hiding.
Be that pillar in the community.
I can do it, because if you go to Pick and Save.
Pick and Save, okay.
A grocery store, I don't know, I got in the States around in Wisconsin. They have four 12-packs of Dr. Pepper for $8.88.
Whoa, pick and save. Big sale on down to pick and save.
Go right on down to pick and save and pick
you know what's going to be great? There's going to come a day where Sunday night at like 11:30, there'll be like all these people with black jackets and fight jackets showing up saying, hey, I heard you got fucking Dr. Pepper on. No, we're sold out. I heard you had that fucking Dr. Pepper on.
You're fucking holding it on me in the back. You got a truckload.
He's one of those green circle guys. Go to the green circle bin. Yeah, everyone with the green circle on their arm, just give them one, okay? They're the most unruly of the bunch.
We saved some for you.
Yeah, they're the green circle bunch. That's when they had their shipments, and they just dropped them outside the store like homage, you know? It's like King Kong.
That's our protection money. It's Dr. Pepper.
They chain up a virgin outside the store laced with Dr. Pepper, and then we, like, show up and take her, and that's it, you know? It's all good.
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
Eventually we'll have cult only prisons. There'll be so many of us in jail. There'll be cult only prisons.
I was thinking about this now.
And instead of cigarettes, we'll trade cigarettes. We trade cans of Dr. Pepper.
No, I want to open a prison instead of a mosque. I want to have a business where I'm going to get an island, open a private prison because they're doing that. They're opening private prisons. I'm going to open a private prison and we'll handle computer criminals and pedophiles.
Yeah.
And the trains will show up, and I'll be standing out there in my black outfit. Oh, wait for it! And I'll be standing there, and there'll be the computer
trains to an
which
island.
I will point to once.
Trains to an island.
That's
Sean.
A bridge. That's a
it's
bridge.
A big island.
They go underwater.
This is the future. There's like hover trains. Good cover, huh?
And
good.
Good.
And then I'm running.
What's that?
Anyway, so then you have like the computer criminals show up and they go to the area where all the virgins with the Dr. Peppers are.
Yeah, and there's about 15 buildings over there.
And then we have the pedophiles who go to have a shower.
One little shack over in the corner. Yeah, that's where all the pedophiles go.
And they wonder why there's so much smoke coming out of it and why there has been 7,000 pedophiles have gone in and no one's come out.
Should I be a guard?
Yeah.
Wow. We're rehabilitating them.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Nomad Classic.
Nomad.
Yeah,
Who?
I just called in say I found the carnivore PDF.
Oh, did ya?
Yeah, and I decoded all the names and the phone numbers out of it, and I sent it to your email.
Oh, excellent!
Excellent.
Thank you.
Did you sign that? Did you put your name on there?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. I'll be posting that on the page tomorrow. Way to go, man.
Thanks.
Excellent. Did you want to call and say that?
Yeah.
You the shit. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
Please, try and get out of the hallway you're in.
I want to get back to, just before it gets too far away, about a spinning blade incident.
Okay.
Watch your mouth.
Wood shop, South Delta Secondary School.
Oh, God.
we're getting the lesson on how to put pieces of wood through the table saw.
Yeah. And then you
Mr. Instructor
oh, no.
had to be rushed to emergency.
Really?
He showed us the wrong way.
This is not.
He took his fingers off.
That's great. That's great to do to kids because like they're like, I'm not going near the wood chipper.
Oh yeah, the attendance dropped really quick after that.
Uh-huh.
He was like, I'll go do sewing.
Like when I was
sewing class.
Like when I was in scuba diving and somebody died out there. It's like I'm out of scuba diving.
Fuck scuba diving. Thanks.
Yeah. Sewing class.
Girl
decides to sew her thumb through a piece of clothing.
That always happens.
What after the first stab? What, she didn't fucking notice?
No, do you know how fast that thing goes?
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me it wasn't a serger. Tell me it wasn't a serger with like a blade on it.
Oh, it was double-sided.
Oh.
Yeah.
Instructor's like pulling her hair out, pissing her pants, going...
the worst, funniest thing I've ever seen. The worst piece of equipment that I've ever seen in a wood shop, a high school wood shop, is the vertical sander table.
Oh,
those are
okay,
good.
Hang on,
the phone's always ringing.
No, it's call-in time. We got to take callers as they call in here.
Okay, and then you can tell
yeah,
after
no,
the
we can't
one fucking little mid-story while we wait
yeah,
for a call.
So we usually just wait for a call. We should just do calls and calls.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Prophet Nixter.
Nixter, love that Nixter. How you doing, buddy?
Very good.
Mr. Nixter sent over some pictures we got to do first because I didn't get to it.
I was calling about that. I saw Johnny Mnemonic again for the...
About the 50 billionth time?
Yeah, this weekend. I bought it on DVD.
So this will probably be up in the cult archives. This is Keanu Reeves transferring the 30 megs, is it?
No, that's not actually what he's doing.
150.
He's got a Silosonic 16 headset there with Data Glove hands from the film, and he's now doing a search on the web, and this is where he's in the back room of a computer shop. The address escapes me. Okay, but yeah,
Sean?
preparing for the upload of the virus manifest.
That's right.
And here's the Ronin attacking.
Ronin attack.
Can you explain this picture, Sean?
Notice the little Ronin symbol.
On the bag.
The bag.
The bag.
Yeah, what we have now is we have a picture from the last 40 45 minutes of The Matrix.
Neo and Trinity are walking into the highly secure building.
With large K's upon their chest and lots of guns with a Ronin bag. And they're walking through after just dusting a whole boatload of people.
That's for Sariot.
And that's for Sariot.
Oh, thank you very much.
Very sexy. Very sexy. Okay, we got another one?
No.
No, that's, well, that's good enough. Those two are rocking.
I was working on another one with Trinity sitting.
Don't tell me. I just want to see him. That's awesome.
Great pictures. But, Sean, I have to say, your memory, the way you were able to do that, that's really, really impressive.
Thank you.
I bow to you. That's
it.
I do own the movie. Anyway, another film you might want to... Are you looking for films to rip off to take images from?
Yes, yes.
Okay, Sneakers is a good one. The Cell?
No, Cell.
No, I just saw that tonight.
What was he? The Cube.
Good one.
Oh, the Cube.
Sorry. I'm sorry I missed that up. I'm sorry I missed those two up.
Matrix, of course, is good. Maybe Hackers. There might be some a few things in Hackers. Maybe some of the old War Games one.
War Games, yeah.
War Games. War Games, there'd be lots of the stuff with, like, you know, the monitor. The
original Hacker movie.
If you could take some stills from Ghost in the Shell, get some anime cult going on, that'd be pretty cool.
Okay.
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints is another good one.
That's probably some good screen caps there.
Hey, I love our new job.
You have it on DVD?
Yes, I do. I own it. Multiple people our group own Boondock Saints. It is a holy film.
What I would love to see, if you could pull us off, is I would love to see a Pink Floyd The Wall done from the sequence of where he's standing up and they got all the banners.
Make the banners into something else.
And make the banners into cult K's and stuff like that, so it looks like there's this guy talking to, like, a whole crowd of people with the banners.
Take out the hammers.
Put in the K's.
Yes. Or shovels.
Or, like, in STD.
Cross shovels.
Marching shovels.
Yeah. Marching shovels. Or just, I just wanted to get one so it looks like me talking to a whole bunch of people. I thought that'd be wicked.
There's a 3D studio project, some marching shovels.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, marching shovel animated gift. Right on, buddy.
Clang.
Say, what the hell?
Sean.
Yes, Mike.
Last thing. Can you send me some of your pictures from your photo shoot, and I'll do some stuff with you and the pictures and stuff.
Talk to me about that.
Sim's my agent. Sim's got...
ICQ me about that.
I will.
Because, no, I lost all my data in the crash. I have no photos. And I had to have everyone just send me the symbols and stuff like that. So, Sim will set you up.
Okay.
Rock, buddy. Thanks, man.
What the hell?
There we go. And everyone, on October 20th, Drunken Master 2 will be in the theaters.
Oh. Yeah.
Jackie Chan's Drunken Master 2, the holiest of holy kung fu films.
Actually, can I another additional one thing? There is a Red Dwarf movie coming out.
Yes,
with Jackie Chan. Okay, that's the good news. And with the original British cast. The bad news. Madonna's going to be in it too.
Oh. Hang on, hold it. There's another call.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's call-in time. These guys have been waiting to call in.
Hi, Aaron Ram Radio. Who's this?
It's Centaur Nomad.
Nomad Centaur.
You are not perfect. How you doing, bud?
Not bad.
So where are you right now?
I'm down at the store.
And you got my cell phone?
You bet. We've got your cell phone. We are holding it hostage.
That's not something you want to say.
It's all good.
We're sure it's already been breached once, so we breached again.
The whole IRC just went, somebody's got what hostage from Sean? No. But that's all cool. How you doing? How's the show going tonight? Are you listening?
Yeah, listening to the show. Been listening all night.
Is that sounding good, sounding bad?
It's sounding good, although the webcam seems to have been a little choppy tonight.
Well, there's only spots for four people. We are working on it.
Speaking of webcam...
So are you feeling better from the hospital, bud?
What's that?
You feeling better from being in the hospital?
Oh, yeah.
What were you in the hospital for?
They got me on drugs. My tooth. There's some sort of infection under my tooth.
That's nice.
Yeah. I was in the hospital all fucking night before they determined that.
Oh. Have you called Kat yet?
Yep.
Okay, good.
All right, cool, man.
All right.
Are you going to be okay or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
All right, man. Are you going to be there? How late are you going to be there tonight?
I'll be here all fucking night doing coding, man.
All right, I'll drop by and grab my phone. Hey, right. What the hell?
That's right. Kung Fu and alcohol. What could be better?
Oh, yeah. Anyone who has not seen...
Legend of the Drunken Master.
Anyone who has not seen this film...
Nobody's going to see Drunken Master 2. I missed one.
There's one thing you have to know about this film. If you are a Jackie Chan fan, it's kind of a double-edged sword in seeing Drunken Master 2. Because, one... It is the best goddamn Jackie Chan film there is. The bad part is... Yes, it's the one underneath the train where they're fighting with a sword and a spear.
Yes.
The bad part is, is that there's no other film as good as this one.
No.
So when you see it, that's as good as it's going to get. It's kind of like seeing Star Wars, and you're like, ah! And all of the sci-fi films lick bag after that. It's like when you go to see, when you went to go see, oh, fuck, what was it? Wing Commander, that sad abortion.
Oh, my God! Why did you remind me of that?
But the reason why you hated it so much is because they showed the Star Wars preview ahead of it, so you watched the Star Wars preview.
That was better than the...
And then the Wing Commander movie came on, and you followed up Star Wars with Wing Commander.
Can we see the Star Wars preview again?
Abortion.
Love the game. Still like the game.
The in-between scenes put together would make a better movie.
To give you an idea of how bad it was, somebody who had knew nothing about the game was writing the review for it, and he described the Kilrathi as turtle-like creatures.
The costumes in the game are better than the ones on the screen. I didn't understand it.
At least the game had a porn star in it.
Did it have a porn star in it?
Ginger Lynn Allen.
Which one's Ginger Lynn?
The blonde with the tits.
No, was she in Wing Commander 3?
Three and 4, I think.
Answer the phone. Okay, I'm going to answer. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Prophet Soltran.
This guy organized the first Vancouver Cult Sabbath. How's it going, man?
It's good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. So what's going on in your end of the world?
Not a hell of a lot.
Just kind of wanted to call and say, yo, I'm here, I'm listening.
Yeah, and I wanted to tell everyone what happened this weekend on Saturday.
Sure, what happened?
One major thing was that everyone spent about $30 trying to win a stupid doll for Terrell.
Did anybody win it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Terrell tried, I think, like 4 times. And Ryan got it the first try.
Right on. So what were you guys trying to do? Like put a fucking ball in a hoop or something or what?
No, you had to shoot out the star.
Oh, with the machine gun. Oh, that thing is so fixed. It's not even funny. The little BBs. Yeah.
Yeah, but once they figured it out, they got it.
One scrap of red and they won't give you anything.
But that's cool. That's cool. So Hunter or Ryan did it first try.
Oh, yeah.
That's because he goes to Tim Hortons and he's wired on coffee and donuts. That's why.
I used to work the Midway at Coney Island in New York. All the games are rigged.
Oh, they're all rigged.
Of course. They don't want you to win.
They don't want you to win.
There's a 48 hours. Microphone.
48 hours did a behind-the-scenes Geraldo type thing on all the sides. So every single one has...
Totally rigged.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, it's totally brutal. Okay, Buds, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, too, that we've been, like, we think we went on the elevator thing about 12 times.
Okay. Right on.
Fuck, that's a great
ride. Yeah, as a matter of fact, the company I work with did the electrical wiring for the elevator.
Really?
Well, yeah. Gee, I'm not taking that.
That's why the ride was so amazing.
Yeah, that's why it was so scary, yeah. No, but that's
I'll be right more also. Scared now that I know that.
Yeah. So, everybody had a good time?
Oh, yeah, great.
Well, we should see about setting that up, and we'll do it a little bit more frequently then.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, buddy.
Okay.
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
How many people do we have in the Vancouver area that would probably be able to
Jesus
attend Sabbath?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I could probably show up.
Because
fucking elevator ride?
Because
you get to the top, and you realize at the top, the only thing that's holding you still in the fucking ride is one little goddamn buckle.
Actually, oh yeah, at the buckle.
At the top of
the buckle, yeah.
The
yeah.
buckle that holds you into the fucking...
Otherwise, dink. You're like, buckle breaks and you fuck right off.
You stay there.
No, there's nothing.
That thing does lock down.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but that's not rational. You get up to the top of there, you're no longer rational. You're like, you just got launched off at 3Gs. What do you expect?
Well, you're not because, you know, we could do some sort of meetings, set up meetings. I mean, we have a place, maybe.
What, right now?
Yeah. No, not right now, every so often.
Are you opposed to answering the phone?
No.
Hiding the phone. Why are you hiding the phone? Okay.
Oh,
it's ringing.
Of course it's ringing. It's always ringing. It's like
you don't want to say people's names in the RSA. You don't want to answer the phone.
Hi, Iron Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Simplex.
Hey, Simplex.
Gargoyle Simplex. How goes the pedophile hunt?
Oh, it be going good.
It be going good. Misa say innocent. People are going to die? So what's been happening?
Well, I have to admit, you know, people may not have seen a lot of updates on it like that. I've been kind of occupied with...
That's okay. We understand that. So you got an update for us live or what?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to kick it into high gear and I'm going to like relaunch the whole thing.
Okay.
I'm going to get a group of people together, get it a little more organized.
Right.
And we're going to really start targeting things and have a more organized way of taking them out.
Sure, sure. If you're going to change your tactics at all, make sure you talk to me. and we can make sure that everything remains protected.
Yeah, you don't need to worry, Sean. We'll put everything through you. Don't worry about it.
Excellent.
We want to get people in trouble.
Plausible deniability.
It's not that I don't trust you or anything like that. It's just we got to make sure that everybody stays protected. I want to shut down the porn sites. I just want to make sure that nobody gets hurt doing it.
Right, I understand. Yeah, we've seen some pretty bad stuff lately over ICQ and stuff, some Russian stuff. I don't know if you...
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. They've actually been showing up on mine as well. I do a little bit of hunting from time to time when I get a chance. I've been working on the VM so much that I haven't had much chance to do any posting or anything.
I understand. Yeah, I've been listening to the archives of the show. I haven't been able to really listen, but yeah, everything's going good. You guys are doing a great job.
Right on. And so are you, man. I mean, if you guys can get that, I mean, you guys are making a huge difference. Reader's Digest, this month, they're talking about people online destroying pedophiles. It's only going to be a matter of time before Cult gets recognition.
That's right. I saw that today, and I was like, oh, are we in it?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll have to take a look at it and see what kind of stuff they're doing. But yeah, we're definitely going to kick it into high gear and start going after these places and stuff like that now that I have a little more free time and stuff. So.
For sure. I'd like to work with you a little bit more closely on this so that what I can do is, as things progress, if we get any more interviews,
to the microphone.
Spin Magazine, things like that, what I can do is I can begin to push the Gargoyle Watch.
Uh-huh.
And so that gets mentioned and you guys can get talked to and we get a little bit more awareness about the project.
I understand that, you know, we're doing this for all the right reasons, but, you know, it is a good thing for people to see, you know, is for us to say, you know, we are doing, you know, this good work and stuff like that.
For sure.
People ask, you know, what kind of stuff you do. They're like, oh, well, we blew the crap out of pedophile sites, you know, or
yeah.
Stuff like that. So.
It's a good thing. Another thing, I'll just wait for you to... Was that what you wanted to just talk about?
Yeah, I also wanted to say hi to Ronan Syria.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Ronan Syria, how's it going?
Very well, Gargoyle Simplex. You're the fucking man. I've seen some of the work that you've done.
Fuck you.
Keep it up.
All right, buddy. Say what the hell.
All right, what the hell.
All right.
Yeah, it's 8 cents a minute. I pay the 8 cents a minute, not you guys. It's toll free. Jeez.
So what, you're not going to answer the phone?
No, I am. It's
charging you. All right,
they've got to 1-866 now. I heard it on the radio. And also, we got in Spin Magazine this month, by the way.
Oh, yeah, for everyone who doesn't know.
If you want, just...
What a rag that fucking magazine is.
Acquire a copy, take
that
a look at it.
That fucking magazine is such a piece
of
shit.
So how did they treat us?
Oh, I treated them like fucking scumbags. They wouldn't let me answer the way I wanted to. They're like, would you ever DJ for a real radio station? I'm like, I do DJ for a real radio station. Would you ever write for a real magazine?
Just to let you know, the article is very short.
It's not even
and
an article.
It's nothing like the Vancouver Sun.
No.
It was actually a bitch slap to the face of Spin, and you can tell when you read because all the important details that Sean Kennedy would have put in left out because these people were fucking losers.
We knew it was a joke. That's why we answered answers.
Yeah, so. There's shit like, does your mom ever tell you to stop doing this? And I'm like, what the fuck? You think I'm like, no, but then I tell my budgie to kill her, you know, and stuff like this was some of the stuff I said, and I set my attack budgie on her.
They took out all the good ones.
They call you just the fucking man, not Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
Yeah.
Like, because I guess, first off, real names just aren't cool enough. And second, I guess that took up too many column inches.
And it's like, okay, you fucking pinhead.
Well, then our readers would have to sound out the name, Sean Kennedy.
Yeah. No, it's just brutal. They're like, what do you play? It's Irish. It's so fucking brutal. They're sitting there, they ask me stuff like, do you have a webcam on while you're spinning? And I'm like, yeah, when I hit 36,000 RPM, it usually flies off, though. You know? It's just fucking stupid, you know? Oh, well, would you...
I'll post the real answers.
MP3s do not spin.
Yes.
You're like, while I'm spinning. You're spinning what, my hard drive?
You make my fucking head spin. Bang!
You know, like,
so if you don't want to pay for it, just check out the Cult site. It's up there.
And how? Why did you even let the reporter leave the building alive?
No, it was over the email.
Oh.
You should see the other ones I interviewed, too. They have, like, Hell Kitty, and they have this chick with those huge tits and everything. It's just...
That's because she's fat.
Because she's fat. And they're like, I'm busty, and I do a D. I'm like, wow. You know, if I waggle my cock in front of the webcam, will that get me more listeners? No, I don't think so.
No.
It's like, hey, how about I write? You read everybody else's...
Matter of fact, if you want it, guarantee I won't show up anymore.
Yeah,
I've got an idea.
Well, look, a DJ with tits. That never happens.
How much? No, but seriously, it's...
No.
Wait a second. Wait a second, Ronan. We said a dick.
Oh. You've been hacking on him. All right, so the thing is, though, like, if you read the whole article, it's really funny. Because they're all like really serious and they're like, what do you play? We're like, we play Inuit throat singers.
Like, if you read that, you wouldn't want to listen.
Because it's like, because they're number two in Canada right behind Anne Murray. You know, so and it was just like
we knew it was going to be a fuckover.
What did you think?
Oh, Gordon Lightfoot all the time.
Nothing but the wreck of the Edmunds Fitzgerald 24/7. Oh my God! And then they're like all going on about what was some of the other shit they asked? Oh yeah, it's like what do you think of regular radio? Boom!
That was a good answer.
I can't believe they printed that.
Yeah, that was good.
We kind of, I don't know if we mentioned this or got around to mentioning this. I finally heard something I could not fucking believe.
Yeah.
When deregulation happened here in Canada a few years back, we allowed the corporate radio, the companies, to pay the radio stations to play a song.
I know.
What was called payola that got people arrested back in the 50s and 60s down in the States.
It's okay now.
Is legal here in Canada now.
Have you read that Courtney Love?
If you haven't read the Courtney Love description Courtney of how Love it all works.
Yeah. Courtney Love is fucking brilliant.
I was watching. She was on the Howard Stern show last night, the radio show. Do you ever watch that?
No, I don't. I hate
it. It makes my head hurt.
It was painful, believe me.
But she was on it?
She was
okay,
on
I
it.
Probably would have watched if
I would have watched and edited, muted him.
Yeah.
Mute. Okay, go.
The best part, though, is there's a drunk midget on the show.
Oh, God.
That doesn't sound like his show at all.
No, not at all.
No, it was way off.
Was he fucking a latex doll?
Courtney Love was on. I watched that. I went on.
Okay, so, and what was the gist of that? Was she cool, or did she talk about that shit, or what?
Oh, I was just looking at her chest.
Oh, so you didn't actually hear anything.
No, but
it was all like,
but seriously, no, we now in Canada, if you listen to any corporate radio, by that, any commercial radio, you're allowing some son of a bitch not to decide what you hear, but the corporations to pay for what you hear.
Yeah, you are a consumer. You are a product.
It is the only advertising then.
The only newspaper, big newspaper and television station in British Columbia that's not owned by one person is VTV. But they're all owned by one person.
99.3, The Fox Talks.
The Fox.
And gives you a whole lot of cock.
Yeah.
Like the only thing I listen to. And The Post are all owned by one person. Yeah. CKVU.
I was going to say.
BCTV. And one other.
I listen to news radio when I'm driving because it gives you the...
Closer.
I listen to news radio, which is nearby. Thank you. Close enough. As I'm driving for the road report, I hear like three news stories during the day repeated over and over and over.
Brutal.
I turn on the TV at night and BCTV comes up. It is exactly the same three fucking stories.
Yeah, nothing
newspaper
else happened.
The next day, the same fucking.
It's all the same.
Can I point out something? There was there's all this stuff like recently the BC government raised the minimum wage. They do this every so often.
To placate the masses so we don't all kill them.
Exactly. And,
oh wait, Desmond possessed my body.
Anyway, so there's been a lot of stories in the media right now about
just
how
before an election.
Okay, but there's been a lot of But there's been a lot of stories in the media right now that so many people are complaining about the higher minimum wage. Businesses may not be able to afford to hire poor, impoverished college students. Oh no, it's going to cause a depression in the economy, blah, 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 fucking blah. And
maybe your business plans.
Now, sucks. Now, apparently,
you can't pay them that
much. People's pockets helps the economy.
Now, I saw statistics. Yes. It actually found that something like was somewhere around 75% to 80% of people across the province, in all areas of the province, firmly support the minimum wage raise.
No shit, because that's just about everybody's making it.
Yes. Well, that's funny, too. If you listen to the news, if you listen to most of the news outlets, you'd come under the firm impression that this is all an evil plot hatched by the NDP
to raise the minimum wage.
Oh, no, they're giving the poor people something.
Excuse me, I'd want that. Have you been to McDonald's lately in Newton or Surrey? My grandmother is working. Like, my actual grandmother is not. But you go in there, and there's, like, old fucking people at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa. And this lady's there, she's like, hi, can I take your order? And she's like, obviously, you know, I had 50 years of bad road. You know what I mean? Like, she's just bad. And it's all bad. And there's a guy, some guy who's, like, fucking 80 years old is wiping a table down. You think he's bored? No. There's a reason why he's wiping that table down. It's because he needs the fucking money. And I'm like, whoa, man, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just, you know.
This whole thing is one of the reasons why I like unions, but don't.
The unions are the lesser of two evils.
Uh-huh.
The other evil, trust me, is a lot fucking worse.
Yeah.
I would be making minimum wage
if it weren't for the fact that there were still some union guys working in my shop.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
There wasn't those two or three guys that were still union, I would be making minimum wage driving a fucking truck around.
But then again, you have incidents like my job where I'm a union employee. I work for the Teamsters.
Right.
Now,
not corrupt at all.
No. First of all, everyone's image, when I say that I'm working for the Teamsters, your idea should be, well, geez, Desmond, you don't really work for a living. You kind of sit on your ass, and you're probably making more money than you're fucking worth.
I'd rather do that.
Guess what? No, I'm not. Because the union came in and just signed a contract with these fuckers and said, "Yeah, here you go. We make $3. I'm like one of the highest paid fucking employees in my company. I make $3 more than minimum wage."
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's great.
These mega unions would rather pick their battles.
Exactly.
It's corrupt, but you're still making $3 more.
Ronan Zariot's friend, the chicken, used to work for a union for 4 years, and he made fuck all.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck all.
Yeah. That's
not always good, but...
Yeah. No, it throws me when you have multiple unions... such as the Teamsters, such as the general construction workers, such as, they come in, or the Canadian auto workers, they go into these small and minimum wage jobs, say, we'll offer you union protection. Yeah, they do. They go in there, they offer union protection and all the rest of this good stuff, but the wages don't increase. Your rates do.
Unions, some of them, not all of them, and unions can be considered cults. If you look at it, you have some leader who's all great and wonderful, and you look up to him.
You give him your money.
You're giving him your money, and he's giving you salvation in some respect. Okay? I have, unfortunately, a bad opinion of unions.
No, that's not bad. I mean, there's a reason why you have them.
And I have them for very good reasons for what... Anyways, I'm not going to get...
No, I do agree. I do think we do need a union, because I've worked jobs in this where I don't have a union, and the fuckers will have me working 90 hours a week and not pay me overtime.
When the unions are getting as big as the corporations and are willing to do that, sacrifice... Exactly. They sort of, you know...
We're not answering the phone anymore, so stop asking.
There'll be one more after.
Perhaps, when they start saying, well, we'd rather than negotiating for these people, this small group of people, we'd rather sort of conserve our energies and worry about these guys. We're not going to worry so much about your jobs. Whatever.
And
the
other bad thing
about
unions...
We'll take your dues, thank you.
You get... two or three unions in a building, it can get really ugly.
No, they cannot work together.
No.
See, that's one of the things you can... This is why, a lot of people are on me about the whole idea of, why we don't want committees and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And some people are really divided. That's because I have a certain mindset and an idea of how I want cult run, which is... everybody just gets along. That's it. If there's a problem, I destroy it. Bang! Fuck you! Okay? We're running along these ideas. And once the virus manifesto gets set up, everyone will be able to go, no, these are our ideas. Well, I think we should have committees so we get stuff done, and then everything starts. Fuck fair.
Yeah.
It's not about fair. It's about getting shit done. If a few people got their toes but the idea happened and everything got, and the whole benefited, then right on. Fuck fair.
This is really cool. I'm the newest guy on the job. I might be losing my job because Canada, the big corporate guys have said we're spending way too much on our employees on payroll.
Right.
Cut payroll.
Right.
Well, I'm the lowest guy on the totem pole. I get cut. The reason why they have to do this is because there's two companies that Canada Brand owns, Venice Bakery and McGavin's. We're fucking two blocks away from each other. The only reason they're not in, they built a new building for Venice. But they didn't put the McGavin's in it because there's two fucking different unions doing the same job in two different buildings. And the unions don't want them to integrate the two companies, because then one union would have to take over and the other one would have to stay out. So,
massive
inefficiency. I've got to wait around when I'm doing my job. I got to run over fucking two blocks and wait 45 minutes.
That's when common dogs
and
prevail.
Then I get paid overtime for that. Then the big boss gets fucking pissed off, so he slashes all the overtime. No overtime.
Anyway, so that's why we're not going to have that kind of shit happen in cult, because you got to have one person make common sense decisions. Let's take
minutes.
That last call so we can terminate
you
this
think
show.
That was rough.
You have to go somewhere, Sean.
No, I'm getting tired and I got to work tomorrow. And
it's 9 o'clock.
I got to be
here till 11.
I got to be up at 5 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Roman Suriat starts work at 5 o'clock in the morning.
We're gonna play Smokehouse's Rant.
We're going to play Smokehouse Strand.
45 minutes ago.
Actually, let's take a call and then play Smokehouse Strand.
There's no call. See? No call. Aw, too bad.
No, there it is. I just ran.
Oh, there we go. Hi, Aaron Ram Radio. Who's this?
This is Doug with serrated teeth.
Doug with serrated teeth. That's a pretty good name. How's it going tonight?
Pretty good. How are you?
And as the last caller, everyone going nuts in the IRC, what did you have to say?
I didn't really have to say anything.
Oh, great.
Now you'll be crucified in the IRC.
Where are you calling from, buddy?
Houston, Texas.
Oh, sweet!
Right on, you're right down there, CyberTech and that whole crowd.
So tell me, is the UN trying to move troops into Texas?
What?
No. He's just fucking around. So what do you think of the show? Is this your first time listening or what?
I can't understand you. You're too loud.
Sorry, man. Is this your first time listening to the show? I'm too loud. Well, thank you for calling.
Say what the hell?
What the hell?
Zombie?
Zombie? Was that you, Zombie?
Was that you?
That's it, sorry.
I feel sorry for the guy. He's down in Houston. It's fucking hot. Put the bake on his brain, okay? I've been there. It's soft. I mean, it looks nice.
Too loud.
That's all fine. Right, let's go through the MIRC. Or the RC or the MRC program.
Don't fucking say. They will kill you.
All right. Going through the RC, we have Prophet Zerstar with Ops. He's the guy running the show tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He's kicking ass.
Firefly. I'm going to... Yeah, whatever. Cenobite Firefly, Cenobite Snorgasm, Deckers, Format RR, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Paleo, Test Rider, Direct Sol, Decker, Hunter Onion, Urbanite, Type X. Flesh Trippers, Paratox, and Red 5, still in two places. FT Rooster, Gargoyles, Apoc, Breaker.
Clone.
Hey, Apoc, how you doing, buddy? Josh K, Echo, Sideslide, Simplex, Spazer, Gargoyle, Mr. Echo again.
Spazer, probably.
Gargoyle, Rust, Thinkolikov, Hungan, Melio, Scarecrow, Buck X, or Nomads, pardon me, Nomad, Buck X, Half-Elf, Infaloop, Judas, Kexler, Plastic, Punk of Evil, Romulus, Skitty, Terrell.
Faster, dude. Soul Trance.
Yeah. Terrell, Poison Cheeto, Prophet, Snakester, Battlewax, Broken Froak, Holy Deal, Jill, no, Music God 1, No Deal. Lost my place. Smokehouse. Hey, Smokehouse. Everyone sent Smokehouse.
Here comes a rant coming up from Smokehouse after this.
Yeah, Smokehouse has actually been having a shitty time of it lately. Everyone say hello to him. Sultan.
Hello.
Hey, Smokehouse. Spidey. Star Baby.
Blue. Tenchi from the UK. Who's
Tenchi
like
from
up
the
at
UK.
Who knows what time.
Who's like hardcore. Ronin like Counterbalance. Counterbalance. Woohoo. Ronin Microcube. Ronin Templar Knight. Hardcore. Ronin Superboy. Glad to see that the Ronins are building.
Yeah.
Low Balklands, John Blood, Captain Pike, beep, 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 beep. Decker Pseudo just stuck in there.
Duck
with serrated teeth. He's probably that Australian duck. Flavor BC, Imagine Moldy Jello. Oh, Milk Jukoto, Imagine. They're all jumping in there last minute. PV Pyro, Red 4, RR Stats, Valorum, Y2 Karma, and Ace.
There we go.
Okay, so going around the room saying goodbye.
Starting here.
Starting with Pac-Man.
Arrivederci.
It's Bert saying hi. Bye.
Hi, bye. Rodents are up, fades into the inky black as what uses as cover. Until next week.
Okay.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to me speak. It's been wonderful.
Okay.
Turn off the mic, please.
Good night.
I'm not using that mic ever again.
One more time.
No. It's Drexel's, where you have another mic that Rogue Girl in the left. Don't do that.
It's really bad.
It's Drex's.
I feel this is PBM, and I now that I've joined Cult, I feel strange. There's something stirring within me.
Okay.
Goodbye from your old just Uncle Jack saying, don't ever do that in my ear again when I have a hangover, or I'll kill everyone in the room.
Whoa, that was close.
Run away. Okay, quickly before Dak runs into a mating frenzy.
Okay. Okay.
Good evening from girl on the left.
Rumble! And this is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, turning away from the mating frenzy which ensues. So, hey, until next time, guys, everybody be cool, be drinkable. The target, the virus manifesto, I want to have it out for Halloween. So there's your target number.
Ooh.
I've committed. There you go.
Yep. And everyone's going to dress up for Halloween, even though we're going to do this. It's the Sunday before Halloween.
Okay.
I think it's like 2 days, but it's dress-up time.
I'm going to try.
And
get
Dak's going to try and get, since he has no microphone, I'm relaying the
Hey, do you want to, are you going to have a Halloween party again?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford it this year because of
how... We have to buy, we just come over.
Yeah, okay, that's true. actually, this year, what
the
I'm going
doll
to...
doll you burn?
Okay, no, this year...
We'll find one.
This year, what I am going to ask is, instead of me normally buying like $10 billion worth of goodies...
No, of course not, bring your
I'm going to say it is BYOG.
Bring your own goodies.
You know what you could do? You could open it up to Rant Radio listeners.
Okay.
Oh, send us Rant Radio cult listeners. Big burning Halloween
big,
thing.
We'll talk about that.
We'll think
next
about
week.
That.
Tune in next week to find out details for the Halloween party.
Instant Halloween party.
There we go. Say goodbye.
This is Sumerian.
Fucking dump
you. 6 days, 21 hours. You know, tell everyone.
Listen to Smokehouse.
Listen to Smokehouse right now. It's Smokehouse, and he had a really bad weekend. This is his bad weekend. Later. Right, see you next week on Rant Radio.
Okay, it's a Saturday night, and I'm hanging out with a buddy of mine at the bar we like to go to, and we're just kind of standing around because there's nothing going on. In fact, it's kind of dead, and my friend looks at me and goes, it's boring here, man. Let's go somewhere else. I said, well, where do you want to go? He goes, well, how about that place a couple blocks down the street? We haven't really been there before. I hear it's kind of cool. So I said, okay, and we walk 2 blocks to this place, and I get to the door, and this 22-year-old kid in khaki pants and Hawaiian shirt comes up to me at the door, and he goes,
we don't think we can let you in, sir.
I said, why is that, Skippy? He looks at me and he says,
well, your pants are kind of baggy.
Okay.
What a cocksucker.
So at this point, I'm kind of pissed because I've just been classified. However, cooler heads do prevail. So I decided to use the Jedi mind trick. I look him dead in the eye and I say, no, you don't understand. I just walked 2.5 blocks in the rain to come here. I will come in now. Now, of course, this isn't really what I wanted to say. Let's hear what I really wanted to say.
With the hell, Carvel?
Look, you cocksucker, you know why my pants are so baggy? That's because the dick you're about to suck needs a lot of breathing room. Anyway, back to reality. I pay my cover charge, which cover charges are bullshit, by the way. And then I go inside and I walk up about 30 stairs and there's the club. We're standing there, we're drinking our beer, which costs more than normal beer, I don't know. I guess because the Hawaiian and bamboo decor they have going on must make the cost go up, I have no idea.
Beer! Good!
Anyway, we're standing there having an okay time, and before you know it, two girls start fighting like mad. They're like throwing their shoes, they're throwing punches, they're pulling hair, they're screaming at each other, calling each other names, and I'm thinking, well, at least this won't go on for too long because there's a bunch of bouncers around here. They're up on little lifeguard chairs with their earpieces so they can talk to each other, and this won't go on too long. Unfortunately, I was wrong. This went on, oh, I'd say for a good 2, 3, 4 minutes. Finally, the bouncers do come down after it's gotten way, way worse, and I'm getting shoved all over the place. Luckily enough, I had some girl catch me. I would have died otherwise. I guess the real bad part about that is I never did get to talk to that girl. Anyway, they get this all under control, they get them all calmed down, and then the bouncers make one fatal mistake. And I've actually bounced before, and this is the wrong thing to do. They let the girl go. You don't ever do that. Within 15 seconds, they're fighting again. So, they had to tackle him again and drag him out. Okay, here's bouncing lesson number one. The bouncer's best friend is the Maglite. You cannot go wrong. What you do is, if someone's giving you flack and they won't calm down, you take the Maglite and you smack them in the teeth as hard as you can.
Got something to say? You got something to say? You gonna cry? You gonna cry like a little sissy Mary? Not so tough, not so tough.
This causes two things. They can't smart off when their mouth's full of blood, and they won't be throwing punches because their hands are too busy trying to hold their teeth in their mouth. It's that simple. So anyway, that gets all cleared up, and at this point, I'm scared for my life. Now, I've been in a lot of bars, and I've seen a lot of fights. I've never been this scared. I've had blood pouring from my head and not been this scared. So at this point, my heart sounds like a freight train, and we have to leave. I go out to have a good time, not to have a coronary. So the moral of this week, kids, is this. Try not to spend too much time in places you don't know, because you could die. I'm Smokehouse. I'm done.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register some company sucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, the internet is safe to browse again.